much about.
Hey, you know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned on the phone that I'm not a little boy.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm 25.
Age is not a concern of mine. Now, have a seat on that tiny little chair and let's begin.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! 94.3, it's KMGX Magic FM, the station that's growing faster than ever. And that, of course, is thanks to you and your friends.
Shut up, Lisa!
Lots of stuff planned for you today, along with all your favorites. We're going to be doing lunchtime at the oldies, so whatever you do, keep it right here in Magic FM.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant. Knock you up.
Hi, Callie.
I mean, if they start smelling money in the water, they're going to start coming out of the woodwork.
Man, why don't I say it f***ing right?
And now...
My dad says the greatest singer who ever lived is Peebo Bryson.
Our feature presentation.
That Winnebago man, I think I need to meet and move in with.
You could live in Winnebago.
I really think I need to.
But wouldn't you get yelled at a lot? Wouldn't that get old fast?
I don't know.
You might like that. No, it's kind of fascinating.
Enjoy crazy people.
We have been talking about the Winnebago man a lot this week because this video kind of came back on our radar after a couple of years. It's a guy trying to film a television commercial for Winnebago's or an infomercial or something, and he just can't get any of the lines right. And it looks like it's all edited together, the outtakes essentially, but it looks like he spent an entire day trying to do this commercial and just gets increasingly frustrated with himself because he can't remember any of the lines. And then after we started talking about it, listeners started tipping us off to the fact that what are the chances? It's serendipity, Lisa. They're releasing a documentary about this guy this summer.
I love that.
That's crazy, right? Is there a lot more than just this one?
I'm guessing.
Are there a lot of other commercials with outtakes?
He's a guy that owns his own Winnebago place, I'm guessing.
Oh, really?
Some smaller place and does his own commercials. See, that's just my guess.
I was guessing differently. I was guessing he had some kind of a business where he does commercials for people. So he would go to the Winnebago place and do the commercial, maybe an infomercial.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I think
see.
He's owner-operator.
And then he would have another, you know, whatever is next, you know.
He's Cal Worthington.
Kevin's got a good theory, though, that maybe he's the Billy Mays of the 70s or something, where you hire this guy to come and do your infomercial for your business. And maybe we don't know about this guy because he did local businesses somewhere. You know, maybe he's the voice of St. Louis for all we know. But this documentary, apparently, some young people, aspiring filmmakers, fell in love with this YouTube video like we did, and they went and they tracked the dude down, and he's living in a cabin by himself on a mountain in Washington State, of all places,
what?
Kevin, where all the crazies go to live.
That is.
You're kidding.
And I've seen the trailer for it, and they call him, and he's like, well, I don't know why you want to talk to me, but okay, I guess, come on up. And then we find out if he's still the angriest man in the world.
Oh, I can't wait. We need to talk to them and we need to talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Find out what the deal is.
That's amazing.
I agree.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the f*** I'm reading.
How could that guy be hired to do commercials? It takes him hours and hours and hours to do one. How could that be his job?
I don't know. I'm just so happy there's another person in this world that's like me.
Well, Kevin posted the YouTube video at kevinbean.com. If you have not yet seen it, you have to go there immediately and watch it. And it's scary, and it must have been a shock to your whole family to suspect that this guy's probably your father, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought one guy was my father my whole life till I heard this, and then...
I wonder what the f*** the real dialogue is. What the f*** is this thing? All of the windshield, for f*** sake. Oh, f***.
Anyway, good times. Go to kevinandbean.com. Check out the video. 1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You can talk about NBA playoffs, for instance. Might be a good topic to discuss this morning. WTF. Or any other topic. We'll take your calls right now. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Go to a party, see some live music, raise some money for charity. Sounds like a pretty good deal. That's what you get for being on Kevin Means What to Do Nephew today. A Billabong prize pack, including a pair of tickets to Billabong Design for Humanity. Coming up June 10th at Paramount Studios. Live performances include Fisher Spooner and Kid Sister. That's your prize. Let's start with, how about James? He's on line one checking in today. Hey, James, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
My problem is all these people, I'm driving on the 405, and, these people picking their freaking nose, man.
Yeah.
I got to tell you this. Yesterday, we're driving down the 405, me and my buddy. We pull up next to this hot blonde girl, and we're like, oh, my God, check this girl out. And we're like, kind of driving next to her, looking at her. And she starts picking her nose. We're like, oh, my God. She pulls it out. She looks at her.
Come on, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
We know what people do.
So, in other words, she's no longer sexy to you because you saw her doing personal things. That's your point.
Oh my God. I cannot even believe it. It was the funniest thing in the world, man.
It sounds like you believe that. Thank you for the call. Wow. Really? Wow. Mike, line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for calling.
Did
what
we just
do?
Experience a DUI? I'm sorry. What?
Perhaps so.
What's going on, Mike?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Saturday night, I went to the private She Wants Revenge concert.
Yep.
It was freaking amazing at this little studio in Hollywood, and we were like literally 3 feet from them. They weren't even on the stage. They were just performing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
They are a band we haven't heard much from lately. I know that they did have another album out after that one that we played all those songs from. But I like them, too. I think they're real talented. So I'm glad to see they're still out there getting it done.
Yeah, it looks like they're coming out with a new one. They played a bunch of new songs.
Fantastic.
Good times.
All right.
Good times. Thanks for the call. Boy, there's so much good music out right now, by the way. This is a golden age for rock music right now. A lot of great albums. Yeah. Black Keys album. Have you guys heard that?
I haven't.
Amazing. Band of Horses album is out. Phenomenal. Really a lot of good stuff. All right, let's try Ron with two N's, line three. Hey, Ron, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
What it do?
What's going on?
I called you guys on Cinco de Mayo, actually, and you guys had talked about the subject of the hot chick that sat behind Phil Jackson at a Laker game.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, the one with the huge boobs.
Yeah. I called in to let you guys know that I worked there. And you guys wanted me to maybe see if I could help you out with, like, getting in contact with her.
Yeah, figure out who she is or get a number or something.
Sure. And next day I get a call from my human resources telling me they wanted to come in. They wanted me to come in and see them. And long story short, they fired me for talking to you guys on the radio.
You're kidding.
What?
Yeah,
you didn't give up any company secrets or anything. All you did is say, I see her at a lot of games.
Exactly. Exactly. And I did it on my own time. It's not like I talked to you guys while I was working at Staples Center.
To be kidding me. Was it about the conversation that they thought was a fireable offense? What did they tell you?
Basically, I guess they were saying because when a guest comes to Staples Center, they should have the right not to have me talk about them.
On TV.
She was on TV.
With giant, mostly exposed breasts.
It's not like you blew her alibi or something and got her in hot water because her friends and family didn't know she was at the Laker game. Every time they showed Coach Jackson, we were looking at her. Everybody knew she was there. All you did was say, yeah, she comes to a lot of games.
I guess their problem was I said my name, that I worked there, and what I did when I worked there, and it was their big issue. And I went in there, and they told me that I broke their trust.
Man.
I don't know what to tell you to do because it's rarely worth suing, but you got a raw deal, my friend. They had no right to fire you.
3 years. Aww. 3 years, never been in trouble for anything.
Wow.
You know, I called you guys on my own time.
But you'd still say it was worth it, right?
Yeah, I had some good times there. I don't know if it was worth it.
Not worth it, okay.
Oh, hey,
sorry, Ron.
When we put you on hold to give you your prize, please give whoever answers the phone some more information. Like, can we call your boss and try to talk to him in your behalf, maybe?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you can call Human Resources, and you can ask for the Human Resource Manager.
Well, they're always fun.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if
we do it off the air, I want to try to help you out here, Ron, because that's a bogus deal, man.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, hold on.
All right, you hang on for your prize. Thank you for calling. I'm really sorry about that, man.
That's weird.
That bums me out.
Yeah.
Let's go to Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. What it do? That's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's talk about that Laker game last night. No defense, man.
Yeah. Well, no defense, and we can't figure out how to get through a zone. Frustrating.
Yeah, that was horrible. And did you hear about that rumor that was going around that the assistant coach posted?
The assistant coach did what?
the assistant coach from the Lakers, he posted, he did a press conference saying that Phil Jackson was talking to the Bulls this week.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that rumor yesterday because the Lakers are saying they're going to cut Phil's salary by half or more next season if he comes back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so,
hey, how about wait until after the playoffs for that kind of talk?
Yeah, no kidding.
What's going on?
Well, I didn't see the game last night, but the sense I got from the Twitterverse, which is where I get all of my news, Kevin, is that the Suns have a lot more players contributing than the Lakers do. They got a bench that is really getting in there and getting the job done, and you leave your Lakers starters out there like Kobe to play most of the game and get tired with no help.
They did. Their bench scored like 54 points or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
But they also have discovered a way to play a zone defense, which is illegal in the NBA. But they figured out a way to kind of play it without and get away with it.
Really?
And the Lakers couldn't figure it out the first night, and I thought, well, certainly Phil Jackson will be able to break that the second night. He unable.
I don't agree that that's the big problem. The Lakers shot damn near 50% last night, so it's not really offensively where
so defense was.
It's the fact that they decided not to really defend much. This is not exactly a team that's big, and they got pushed around and allowed themselves to to get scored on. I mean, it really didn't seem like they were all that tough on defense, and that's more worrisome than the fact that they are the supposedly. And TNT does a great job for the most part. It's one of the best sports broadcasts out there, but they're focusing so much. This zone defense so badly lit. It didn't really seem like. I mean, Lakers shot, like I said, I think like 49% last night. I mean, both losses they scored over 100 points. It's not as if they're struggling to put the ball in the basket. It's the fact that they're allowing a team to score so much on them. This is early on, especially against the Bobcats, when they really figured out how to get the job done. The Lakers were showing signs of a strong defensive core, and that hasn't been the case the last couple games.
Yeah.
Well, both teams seem to win at home. I think the Lakers are 7-0 at home during the playoffs here, so it does come back to Los Angeles, and we'll see what happens. And by the way, on that topic, the Celtics Magic may turn into a series at some point, too. A little too early to tell, but that's not going to end up being a sweep like a lot of people thought it was at the beginning either. So, very exciting stuff.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Lakers!
Yes, let's do it.
We have Ryan Sheckler in the studio today. We have comedian Jay Moore talking about a book signing tonight. We have Vivid comic series porn producer.
Okay.
Wow.
Producing porn now around the whole comic book genre.
Excellent.
I think the first one is Batman.
Okay.
We have some highlights of the Jesse James interview last night from Nightline.
Oh, right.
You guys watched that?
Did not,
no.
Impressive. I mean, like you said yesterday, it's rare that you see someone take full responsibility for bad behavior. But there was a twist to it. I'm curious to hear your reaction when you hear one of the reasons why Jesse James is the way Jesse James is, something I did not know about him until last night's Nightline interview. So we'll talk about that, too.
He likes chicks with a lot of tattoos?
No, that we figured
that
out
we
so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have Omar's Glee cap today.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Omar loves Glee like nobody else, and it's really just great.
He brings it alive.
Just to hear his positive energy.
Yep.
And thanks to Omar, now I can't watch that show without realizing there are lots of reasons to hate it. I was really enjoying it until Omar started turning me on to how bad it is.
He's ruining it, isn't he?
He pretty much is
ruining it for me, yeah. Because I look at it now and I go, yeah, Omar's going to hate that, and I can't blame him.
Yeah, exactly. And also we have very, very late in the show yesterday, the very last thing that happened, The Edge from U2 called.
Yes.
To talk about their North American tour, how they're going to have to postpone a bunch of dates because of Bono's back. And if you missed that conversation, we've got that for you coming up just in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So we'll take a quick break. Oh, and Weenie Roast tickets as well. Mm. So we'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beatnik.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line?
Oh, I forgot. Darn it. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Another Dr. Drew fail.
Uh-oh.
What?
Mindy McCready headed back to the hospital yesterday morning. TMZ.com got a hold of the 911 call. The audio features her mom telling the emergency dispatcher that her daughter was in and out of consciousness after taking Darvocet and a muscle relaxer and needed some help to transport her to the ER.
Oh, that's a shame.
Now, the attorney for Mindy McCready says that this was not a flying leap off the sobriety wagon or a suicide attempt. This was all just a big misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Yes. And Dr. Drew told TMZ that he personally believes, after speaking with Mindy, that there was no evidence of a relapse. So I guess Darvocet muscle relaxers are okay over at the celebrity rehab.
What the hell?
She's already playing fast and loose with his rules now, isn't he?
She's already back home. And her brother emailed a statement to the press saying the whole thing was a huge exaggeration. But no real word on exactly what happened or why she went to the hospital then, if that wasn't the case.
How is it an exaggeration when they put the 911 calls on TV from her mother calling saying, yeah, my daughter just took an entire bottle of Darvocet and a whole bunch of muscle relaxers?
Well, here's the thing. Her mom Mindy have been in a battle over custody of her son, Xander. So there's some family politics there that you have to factor in as well, and some people think that may play into why she
was trying
to
make her look bad.
Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. Mm. Hear that, or Dr. Drew will not accept failure. Nope. I cured her. She's fine. She's taking drugs right now. Whatever. Could be vitamins for all you know.
Talk to Dr. Drew tomorrow.
Still angry at him about that.
I know.
Tequila thing. Yeah. I won't be in tomorrow. I won't be in tomorrow, but cover it for me. We'll address it with him.
We will.
That Tila Tequila thing.
If it makes you feel any better, Dr. Drew says he is legally and ethically not allowed to have any input into who the contestants are.
Yeah.
He literally cannot say yay or nay on a contestant.
That is BS. That's what he says.
That's what his rule is, yeah.
As a doctor, if he finds out somebody needs treatment, he needs to start treating them right now.
I'm not saying don't treat her. If she's got a problem, treat the F out of her.
But
do not turn one single camera on that bitch.
I got you.
Yeah. Tila wouldn't do it if it weren't on TV.
That's what I'm saying. So then everybody wins.
But then she ODs someday
and we don't have to watch her on television. Everybody wins.
As far as Dr. Drew not being able to accept failure, he better learn because he has to work with me every single night.
Oh, giggity! Mike's plugging his show now during my show business.
Yep. That's
what he's doing. Yep. Using that opportunity to play.
Enough about your show that's on now that people are listening to. What about me in 12 hours?
Me at night. Julia Roberts says she has no plans on turning into a squishy middle-aged mom. She just finished a half marathon.
Wow.
To show her kids, she says, the power of the female body. Let me tell you what shows the power of Julia Roberts' body. She got me to sit through Pretty Woman 4 times. That's the power of her female body. That movie blows, and I keep watching it.
She didn't have to run.
Love her when she's putting on those boots, those big leather boots, high boots. Got legs in those boots. Kate Winslet, also a mom, has found out that being a hands-on mom versus the usual Hollywood route of getting a bunch of nannies may not always be the best choice, especially when you're in production in an HBO miniseries. Because her kids wanted to play a quick pickup game of basketball. And here's the thing about little kids. Not the best hand-eye coordination.
Right.
Which Kate found when someone gave her a chest pass to the face with the basketball. Which produced some serious bruising. And production on her HBO miniseries had to be canceled.
Oh, no.
Because her face swelled up. So they lost a little cash on that shoot day. But look, the kids are happy. That's all that matters.
Take it out of their allowance, right?
That's right. Take it out of their hide. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Go cut me a switch. People still cut switches?
Nope. Do dads still send the kids in to get the belt that they're going to get beaten with? Does that still happen?
Go
or is that
get
over
me
now?
The paddle.
I hope not.
Speaking of which, I won't be in tomorrow because it's official. The doctor said we can take our baby girl into the home tomorrow.
Yay!
She will be
leaving
the hospital. So we are trading in one kind of terror for a whole new kind of terror tomorrow.
No kidding.
My wife, Carrie.
Now the terror's on you.
Carrie and I were looking at her last night saying, wait a minute. Now we have to keep this kid alive? Before, they had a little staff of people doing it. Now there's the two of us supposed to do it alone. That is some BS right there.
Wow.
So, you should wait till she's like 10, honestly, to bring her home.
The thought had crossed my mind.
And for little Olivia, imagine what it's like to be her. She's how old now, Ralph? 3 months, something like that?
She is 2 months. It's funny because they always make you correct because she was premature. She's 2 months old, but basically she's a newborn.
Oh, I see.
She had gone to full term, she would have been born this week.
Oh, so it's odd
in terms of her development, how old she is versus time on the planet, how old she is. But she's 2 months old.
Well, it's funny you should say time on the planet because for her, it's going to be like she's going into outer space and going to another world that she could never even have imagined because she's only ever seen the hospital since she's been alive. And now all of a sudden she's going to be outside, she's going to see a dog, and a tree. It's going to be so bizarre to her.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Who's Batman?
Oh, she's going to learn that first thing. Can't imagine what's going to go on in her little head. But, we've realized we've never walked with her.
Aww.
Because she's tethered to all these monitors with these leads and plugs and tubes her whole life. She's been tethered to something. She's had a leash on her. So this will be the first time we've ever held her and then taken steps. Because usually it's out of the crib, into the chair, and then right. back again, you know. So there's a lot of adventures ahead for all of us. But
very exciting.
Thanks very much again to all the listeners who still continually send me emails asking about how she's doing and tell me that they're sending their prayers and their best wishes, and that has meant a lot to my wife and I so much through all this ordeal, and we're very excited to
great news
to take the next step tomorrow, the beginning of a brand new life for all of us. So
do the doctors say, hey, if it doesn't work out, bring her back? I mean, do you have that kind of
there
get, money back guarantee
policy.
Or anything?
Yeah, okay, they do have a return policy. So
because I just see after the weekend you're going, seriously, this is a lot of work.
I thought I was sleep deprived before. And Britney Spears has announced that she is making post-mortem plans for herself at 28 years old.
All right.
Apparently, she is obsessed with something called the Alcor Life Extension Foundation. This is...
Really?
This is a cryogenics research facility.
Yes, yeah, she's going to freeze her head.
Cryogenics.
She's going to freeze herself.
Yes.
When she dies, she says she wants to be lowered into liquid nitrogen. And then when they find a cure for whatever killed her, they will thaw her out, and she will continue to sing Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
From pop star to popsicle.
Love it.
All in one one trip. Oh,
I hope they take her frozen body on tour. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, I'd love to see
like
that.
Like you could pay a dollar tour. To go in and see her, yeah.
You chip a little off, put it in your drink, have like a cocktail party, just like take love a finger
it.
Or whatever. apparently it's just... $350,000.
That's it?
That's all.
That's all.
You know, there's some theories you should do it when you're younger, so that when you come back, you look really good.
So you're saying do it now, Brittany?
I'm just saying. It's Lisa? All downhill.
That's a great point, Lisa, because at 90 or whatever it is you're going to be when you die, you don't want to come back at 90 because you're just going to die again.
But then they take your brain out and they put it in the body of like a robot or something. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Never worked out all the details yet.
Future's going to be awesome.
But
yeah, it's 2010. And we can't plug a hole in the ground in the ocean.
Right.
Yeah, but we're going to have jetpacks and flying cars and robots with human brains.
Yeah.
I was pissing me off this morning as I was driving in. I was like, what happened to all our geniuses? Didn't America used to have a bunch of geniuses who built the atom bomb and got space rockets to go to the moon?
And now they're going to use mud?
Yeah, now they're like, well, we could put concrete over the top. Try it that way. Like,
Ralph,
what's NASA doing? Are they so busy taking a week off and get some rocket scientists over and decide how to plug a hole in the ground?
This is a, don't get me started on this because we don't have enough time, but this is a pet peeve of mine that America in particular has slowed down to a crawl in terms of innovations. We used to be able to build the Empire State Building in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Now we can't, now ground zero 9 years later is still a hole in the ground. We can't put anything up.
What's the guy's hard head scratching their asses?
It's just crazy how little we're able to accomplish in this country anymore.
We
no
know,
joke.
Mike, love line.
No.
Sunday through Friday.
Not to dig too deep, but there is an article about places like MIT and science students from the Ivy League schools, how 20 years ago they almost all went to work for NASA and different labs and stuff, and now they're going to work for Wall Street and Goldman Sachs and stuff, and they're breaking code to figure out how to make more money, and they're getting paid 10 times what they would to go work at JPL to go do this, to logarithms and stuff to make more money.
Bastards.
Bastards.
All I'm saying is stuff is coming out of a hole. That doesn't seem like a big, difficult process.
Plug the damn hole.
That's what I'm saying. Come on,
We saw it on Lost. Jack did it.
That's just right.
Picked up the big plug and he
plugged
it.
Get the big stone, you put it in, the water comes back, and next thing you know, you can kill the smoke monster.
Everything is everything.
Plug the damn hole.
That's what I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Pam Grier is 61 years old.
Oh, my God.
Today.
Yeah. So much tissue.
She looks great at 61, I got to tell you. Singer Lenny Kravitz is 46 years old today. Helena Bonham Carter is 44. Joseph Fiennes turns 40 years old. Matt Stone of the legendary teaming of Matt and Trey from South Park is 39. And comedian Bobcat Goldthwait, pal of the show, turns 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By now, if you're a U2 fan, you were holding tickets for their upcoming shows, you know this tour has been postponed. Yesterday, the Edge guitarist for U2 called us to tell us why it went something like this.
Hello, Kevin. Hi, Bean. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
Well, we're great, but how's your boy, man? That's bad news coming out of Germany, we hear.
Yes, it's not great news, I have to be honest, but the good news is that he's going to be fine. He just has to rest up and do what the doctors tell him, and he'll be fine. But we're kind of breathing a sigh of relief that he figured out he was in trouble and caught it and did seek the advice of some very good doctors.
What happened exactly? How did he hurt it?
Well, that's the thing. I don't really exactly, and I'm not sure he knows himself. He was, as we all are, kind of in sort of pre-tour preparation mode, trying to get physically up to speed. And whatever he was up to, whatever workout regime or whatever he did, suddenly he realized he hurt his back and thought probably it was fairly minor. But then after a few days, it was getting worse, so he decided to get advice, and that's when they discovered that it was pretty serious.
Yeah, when you hear emergency back surgery on Bono, you think, wow, I haven't heard of emergency back surgery much.
No.
That's usually something down the road that you decide slowly about. Not many emergencies that way.
Well, yeah, I suppose the two things were clearly with the tour coming up, he felt he had to deal with it quickly, but he was in so much pain and he knew that it was something major. But when the doctors did the scans, they realized that he'd done himself some serious damage that needed to be fixed immediately. And
right.
I think the fact that they acted so quickly indicates that they thought it was pretty much
right.
That there was no choice. They had to just go in and operate.
In more than 30 years that you guys have played together as a band, how infrequent is it for you to miss or cancel shows, Edge?
You know, there's been almost no precedent for this in our entire history. I mean, we are the band that shows up no matter what happens. I mean, when Red Rocks was filmed in Colorado, we actually performed in the middle of a storm, and our promoter was going crazy saying we had to cancel the show. And we realized that even though not everyone had showed up, there was like 1,000 people or so at this venue. We just said we have to go on. So we're not, you know, we famously play hail, rain, or whatever weathers, and so this is a new thing for us. It doesn't rest easy with us, I can tell you. When I spoke to Bono on Sunday, his primary concern was the tour and the disappointment of the fans, and you know, he was going on about that, and we clearly our concern was him. Knowing that he was going to be fine, was a huge relief. And now the next thing, we just have to get him well. That's really the focus.
Imagine, guys, how tough it must be to get Bono off the phone the way that guy talks. I mean, seriously. Just, all right, I get it already.
Probably the most rest he'll have had in decades.
Yeah, that's for sure.
True.
Listen, the shows affected for North America include June 3rd in Salt Lake City all the way through July 19th in Meadowlands. And our understanding from the early reports, Edge, and tell me if this is true, is just hang on to your tickets if you've got them, and they're going to be honored at the new dates when they get rescheduled.
Yeah, we're determined. You know, the tour is going to go on. We're pretty, I'd say 95% confident that Bono will be back in time for our European leg. And we will come back. So hold on to your tickets. We will be back as soon as we can to play these concerts. They're just postponed. They're not canceled. And we're looking forward to, you know, the shows. That's the real disappointment for us, is that we were so looking forward to playing.
Well, Edge, instead of the 360 tour, maybe you should take it easy and just make it like a 180 tour. Just ease off.
Well, there's plenty of time for easing off. I don't think we're there yet.
You're thinking, I see according to the report, you're thinking early August, best guess?
Yeah, I think it'll be there. I mean, the doctors are saying minimum 8 weeks. Now, I know Bono, we're going to have to chain him down to stop him from getting back out there, but we will endeavor to make sure that he doesn't go back too soon, which would be the danger. So, yeah, I'd say mid-August we'll be back.
Let me ask you one more question, The Edge, and it's awesome that you called in to share this information with YouTube fans. We really appreciate it. One of the reports I read said that you guys had actually written and were preparing to play a new song at Glastonbury, if you were able to do that show, which has also been canceled. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in a mode now. We had quite a bit of time off between the last show on this tour, so we went and wrote a lot of songs, and one of the songs was a tune inspired by the festival of Glastonbury, and we thought, well, let's play it for the first time at the festival. So people will have to wait a little while longer to hear the tune, but we've got a lot of great new songs, and we're very excited about our next project. And this, you know, right now, our only question is, you know, what's the quickest way we can get this stuff out? You know, we feel like it's it's so about this moment. We almost don't want to wait till we put a CD together, but we'll see.
I know most of the songs. I mean, I could sing.
You could step in for Bono.
I'm just saying, I know most of them.
That's nice.
I don't know the new ones yet, but I could learn them.
Yeah, you know, there is a slight problem. You're too tall.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think U2's really shopping around for a new singer. I think it's better to wait 2 months to get Bono back. All right, well, that is the update straight from the guitarist's mouth. And, of course, continue to get all the details at U2.com. Edge, great to catch up with you, man. Please give our best to Bono. You know, we've been lucky enough to have him on the show a few times over the years. We think the world of the guy. And it's great to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show with your chance to win tickets to the Weenie Roast coming up. When are we doing that today, by the way?
Next hour?
Yeah. Next hour? Mm-hmm. All right, your chance to win that. Plus, our friend Ryan Schechter will be here to talk about how you can see some of the greatest skaters in the world for a good cause coming up soon, too. Right now, though, Dave, the King of Mexico, joins us in studio. Hey, Dave, how are you, man?
What up?
Dave is gold. Dave is a gem. We didn't realize that Dave was dumber than Cleo until this week.
Well, here's the thing about Dave. Dave mouths off a lot. He really mouths off. He really, like, you know, mocks people and, oh, I'm better than you at this. And poor Miss Cleo, she came in and we made her do the title fight where you give clues to the listeners and they're supposed to come up with the title. And I think the song that she was trying to get the listener to say was Times Like These. Mm-hmm. And this is what Miss Cleo said.
A clock with a clock and it's those and similar to... clock.
Okay, so that was her. So,
like, we know it's times like these, and we can figure that out.
Yeah. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to get the listener to think clock, okay, time. That's the word she's trying to get. Like, and then similar to is she's trying to get like. So she's trying to talk the listener through. But she's obviously her brain is freezing at this point. She can't think of anything to say but clock. And the poor listener on the other end of the phone, you know, can't do anything with that. But here's – Kevin's so right. Dave has been really taunting her ever since that happened last year about how much better he is at the game than she is. And, oh, my God, that was so embarrassing. And, wow, did you freeze? Now, look, Dave's even worse.
And she got zero. And the listener, by the way, was terrible, too, Miss Cleo's contestant. But then Dave was like, yeah, all right, I only need one. I got all day and I got all the time in the world.
Look, that wasn't
this isn't going to be a problem.
That wasn't even against me, but... You know, it's not taunting if it's true, you know?
Right.
Because it was so true, and I wasn't saying that I was so much better. I was just saying that I am better. So,
yeah, okay. Thanks for the distinction. So, Dave's mouthing off and Dave's mouthing off, and Ralph was gone for a little while, and Ralph kind of is the reigning king of this.
Yeah,
so
he's
excellent at that game, and so is Lisa, by the way. That's our A team to play this game, but then, you know, when somebody's out, we send in the B team, and that's Dave.
So now we decided, well, Dave's been mouthing off a lot lately. Well, let's have him take on Ralph. That'll be a real test of his abilities. And I think Ralph got like three or something like that. And then Dave was doing, he was trying to give a clue for Weenie Roast bands, and the first band is Hole. Now, you understand there's a lot of stuff we can't say on the radio. And those are, of course, the only words that come to your mind. And this is Dave's performance, which I'm going to suggest was worse than Miss Cleo's.
Absolutely.
Worse.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo
she
at least
tried.
Gave the listener the word clock and
listen.
The words like. I mean,
play it,
she.
Why don't you just, let us lead? Bean's right. She got stuck on the word clock, but if you're thinking Foo Fighters, you might get time out of that.
I want to explain myself.
All right. So this is Hole and this is Dave.
All right. Let me read this. All right. Let's see. Pass. All right. It's
all right. So now,
no. Okay. But see, here's the thing.
So now we're
here's the thing.
So now we're 20 seconds in, and you've given him what?
What? Listen, I was set up one because
you were set up
because we used this same name the day before, and we all started laughing at it at the word. So it's the very first word. So what do? I start laughing, and that's a funny word to say. And like you said, we have bad minds, and that's the first thing that comes to our mind.
It's the easiest one to give a clue to.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so much easier
can
say,
than when our mind's in the gutter
you can
and
say,
we're all laughing.
You
can
say,
you know,
dig a...
Yeah,
you
that's
You can
it.
Say, but...
So easy.
I mean, really, it wouldn't be that difficult, but here's what you said.
All right, let me read this. All right.
He starts with, let me read this, which is good. It's a good use of the time. Because, you know, you don't get to look at the, you know, the names until the clock starts.
Let's see.
So here's what I'm saying. By this point,
now.
She had said clocks and something else that was a clue.
Similar to.
Listen. She had said all of that by now.
Did I give the contestant a chance to win? No.
No.
That wasn't the point.
No. That was the point, by the way.
That was the point.
The only point.
Yeah. But Dave, I moved on faster than...
All right, I got the rest of it. Let's hear the rest
pass.
Of it.
All right. It's an airplane and a rock. Boom. Done. Next. Come
airplane?
On. Yeah.
Oh, Stone Temple Pilots.
All right.
You were lucky she got that, just for the record.
Wow, that's good. If you're... oh, crap. Let's see.
Good. Come on.
He's good.
Now she's saying, come on. At least give me a chance.
Yeah, this was my fault. If you're... oh, crap. It's a deep love. It's a deep love.
Now, this is Paramore, and that's a difficult one.
Yeah.
Deep love?
Yes. It's another... Yeah. Okay. If you're not for your...
Paramore?
Wow. That's...
in the last question.
Wow.
Yeah,
bad
so
one. Bad contestant. Look at that.
So for Paramore, four you could have gone.
Come on,
for Paramore, you could have gone with a pair of tickets, pair or whatever.
Couldn't, because pairs. And,
pair. No, you could say.
You can't say pair at all.
You could say two tickets are what? Two people are what? You know, you could go with something. You said a deep love.
That's, yeah, that was that. You weren't giving her much. Look, I understand it's easy to criticize this game when you're not the one playing it with the 45-second timer going. I get that. But even having said that, Dave, you were the worst contestant of all time.
Not even close.
You really are.
Yeah.
Not even close. Because, look, you didn't have the whole clock's tape.
Here's the thing.
The whole clock's tape took up everything. And that's the only thing she could have done.
We're not giving you a vote on who's the worst. Lisa?
Doesn't matter.
Who was worst?
Dave.
Okay.
By the way, not coming from Lisa.
Bean?
I have never frozen up like that. Not
yeah, easily Dave bad. Is the worst.
Dave is
Dave
the worst.
Dave gave his contestant virtually nothing to work with.
That's correct. So you blow. So sorry about that. You're the worst.
Epic fail.
Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show means a recap of last night's Glee. We call it the Glee Cap. Here's Omar, Glee fan number one. Hey, what did you think of last night's show, dude?
Check. Hello.
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 Hello. I think I lost my balls last night.
Really?
I think you're going to have a hard time taking on this episode, Omar, because, in my opinion, one of the best ever.
Really?
Certainly of this season. Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
It's time for Omar's Glee Cap.
Glee Cap, Glee Cap, Glee Cap. Why do you like this stupid show? It sucks so bad, I'm going to let you know. I think I'm going to go number two on it. This crappy music makes me feel so goddamn sick. Glee Cap, Glee Cap, Glee Cap. Glee Crap, Glee Crap, Glee Crap.
Exactly what this episode was.
As a Glee, I'm offended.
Why do you hate Glee so much, Joe? I don't remember.
Here's the thing. We all like it.
Yeah.
But Omar has cartoon hate for it. So now we make him do the update. We make him pull the highlights.
Because we believe the more he's exposed to it, he will eventually come around and start to appreciate it.
Yeah, my big problem with it is that it's Dancing with the Stars, High School Musical, and American Idol all wrapped into one.
That's hard to argue, by the way.
And it blows.
But with talented actors
but it's
and
done
singers.
Well.
Yeah.
And then last night, more than ever, it was just a giant... After school special.
Okay.
That's all it was.
How dare you,
okay,
sir.
First of all...
It's about kids in school. I mean, so that would make
Listen,
sense.
Shut up, okay?
All right.
All right. So each show starts off with they recap the previous episode.
Yes.
So this happens right off the bat.
Artie told Tina what his greatest dream was, then realized that not every dream was achievable. Is that even a word? Achievable? Achievitate? Achievalize?
What?
All right, that's dumb.
Shut up. Really?
All right,
come on with that. That's dumb writing.
That's dumb.
Okay. That's not entertainment.
Ralph, that's dumb.
That's on TV.
Finn is not a smart guy. I think they're trying to show you that as the quarterback.
So yesterday's episode, Margaret Cho, the Chinese chick.
It's not Margaret Cho.
She's getting busted by the principal because she dresses goth.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the principal has some sort of problem with it. So Mr. White Man Afro teacher guy comes up with this plan.
This week, your assignment, Gaga.
Okay, because she's different, so she's going to allow people to dress up in elaborate outfits and try to be themselves.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Theatricality,
right?
Theatricality is a way to express yourself.
Right. So then Big Nose goes and she there's this other group.
Rachel.
Vocal Adrenaline is their competitor. Vocal Adrenaline. Oh,
right.
Clever ass name. They go spy on her, right?
Right.
And this happens.
You're a funny girl.
correct me if I'm wrong, this is supposed to be a Lady Gaga episode.
I don't know what that was.
There were some Gaga music, but this is Barbara Streisand, another very theatrical performer.
Correct me or not, was this sold as a Lady Gaga episode?
They were emphasizing the presence of Lady Gaga's music in
this
episode.
Was that Lady Gaga or was that gay Barbara Streisand song?
Ralph, which one was it?
Now he's a purist about what
are
music
you kidding?
That was Barbara Streisand.
It was gay Barbara Streisand.
Gay Barbara Streisand.
Omar, it's significant, though, because this is the moment where Rachel realizes that that's her mother, because she hears her singing and she goes, wow, this woman is exactly like me, and she recognizes the voice from the tape from the week before. So that's
really?
Why.
Yes. Because I didn't know who my dad was, I could realize who it was because he was singing? Shut up, Bean!
You guys have to remember, Omar's mom hates him. So
that's true. That is true.
He can't relate to the storyline.
No time for any parent child love.
Yeah. So as Bean said, she discovers through song that was his mom, which is total BS.
Her mom, right.
All right. So at the same time, what's happening is that all the Gleeks, or all the people in the Glee, are dressing up in fancy Lady Gaga outfits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the jocks can't have that, right? So they hassle the gay guy.
Knock that crazy food crepe paper nonsense off you.
Let's go.
Yeah, you don't want to be late for your appointment at Supercuts.
Watch your mouth, Hummel.
And you know what? Fancy? You don't need an appointment at Supercuts. They love walk-ins.
Yeah. Oh, they love walk-ins.
They do.
Yeah, you don't need an appointment.
They do.
Them. Come on.
Oh, Lisa.
Did you come up with something, Matt?
You didn't chuckle.
Well, that was a dumb football player's attempt to have a rejoinder. That's why that was never been done before. Oh, man.
Okay, so now, again, you know, my other huge problem with this stupid show is that there's only one page of writing and everything is fill. They fill with music.
Right.
Okay?
It's a musical show. It's not exactly filler.
It is filler. It is filler. They're not writing their own music. It's total filler.
It's featured. The music is the featured part of the show. That's what makes it different.
It's bogus. Okay, you know what? Kevin has said in the past that he could understand it if, you know, I could understand it if they were doing the music better or different.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, check this out. I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. That's worse than Lady Gaga, or exactly the same. I mean, I'm not a huge Lady Gaga fan. I don't hate her, but it's
At best, it is exactly the same.
There's a visual thing going on here, too.
And the characters you like performing.
Okay, but that's the other thing. If you see any Lady Gaga show or video 100 times better than what happened on that crap last night.
Well, it's not supposed to be a competition. They're just the characters.
Well, it can't compete because Lady Gaga would rip
Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Okay, so the guys can't do Lady Gaga because that's too gay for them in this show, by the way. Really? So they decide to do more filler than they do this song.
Now they're dressed as Kiss.
Now they're doing
Kiss.
Which
was boring. Oh. They didn't do anything different. They were up there just playing the instruments and going, rocket, shout it. What? Please, whatever, okay?
Okay.
So now, let's see what's going on. Okay, so this is awesome. This is some real acting. My other problem with this show is the acting.
All right.
Okay? Worst actors on goddamn TV. So Finn and the gay guy are becoming roommates because Finn's dad and the mom, who's... I don't know what's going on.
Kurt's dad and Finn's mom are in a relationship.
Right. So gay dude and football jock are going to share the room, and he doesn't like it. The gay guy redecorates everything, and he calls this lamp faggy.
What?
Okay? He calls this lamp faggy.
Okay.
And his dad walks in, and this happens.
Relax, Dad. I didn't take it that way.
Yeah, that's because you're 16, and you still assume the best in people. You live a few years, you start seeing the hate in people's hearts.
That scene, actually, you pulled that line out of context, but that scene I thought was really a nice message and very powerful.
Okay, and at least it goes on for 20 minutes. Here's some more from that scene.
You know, I thought that being in Glee Club meant that you were some, you know, new generation of dude who saw things differently, who just kind of, you know, came into the world knowing what it's taken me years of struggling to figure out. I guess I was wrong.
I said to my wife last night, I said, it's a very special episode of Glee. And she said, every episode is a very special episode of Glee. And she's kind of right.
At least it goes on more.
This is our home. Kurt, he is my son. Out in the world, you do what you want. Not under my roof.
Not under my roof.
So he keeps him out.
A macho dad protecting his gay son for being gay bashed, I thought was kind of a nice angle.
We get the point, okay? It's not cool to hate bash on gay people. Okay?
Which would ruin your whole segment, by the way.
No. You know, I call the show gay or whatever. You know what I mean. It's just very...
Well, that's what Finn meant, too, man.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want out there in the world, Omar, but not in this studio.
Okay, so talk about filler, okay? Used to have Mohawk guy is getting some chick pregnant.
Huck. Right.
Okay, so something about the kid or something, but they fit this song in.
Oh, Beth, what can I do?
What the hell is that? Beth song.
That's
who's that?
That's
he wanted
a kiss
to
song.
Name, he wanted to name their daughter Beth.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a kiss
so
song.
So they have to
it was
sing that.
Kiss's biggest hit. Kiss's biggest
longest
hit.
Performance on the show. They went on for 3.5 minutes with that song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It was bad.
Great song.
Bad. Beth, Beth, what can I do? Yeah, those Beth. Are the lyrics, dude. The whole song.
Beth, I hear you calling, so you but like I can't it? Come home.
Okay. Is there anything you like about this show?
No.
Not even the fact that there's lots of hot chicks on it, though? Get you interested?
What?
No.
What?
There's
you,
not lots
oh,
of
yeah,
hot chicks.
Little Precious. Mmm, tasty.
Santana.
No,
Santana.
But Santana yeah, and Quinn and Brittany, they're all hot,
yeah,
by the no. way. And the little guidance counselor, she's
the,
hot. I mean,
the blonde on. Chick's okay. That's
Quinn.
About it.
Quinn's all right, what else
so Big Nose. Goes to her mom, and her mom's already given up on her halfway through the episode. Which, what? Are you
okay.
kidding? Okay. So, of course, the last thing Big Nose and Big Nose mom wants to do is have a song, so they sing this song.
No, he can read my
Big Nosed.
Face.
I don't think that was,
see,
that was in the lyrics originally.
And you went different. That was a very different version of Poker Face.
Are
that
you kidding?
Duet. I thought
no,
it was awesome.
That's been done. I've heard that before. Somebody, I forget who it was.
Some guy did it. I saw on the screen.
No. They've done like a remix of that. Exactly. They didn't do a new, different
but
rendition
of that. But
it's
certainly not the most famous version of it. You complained that the other song was too much like Lady Gaga. That
no,
was
this
different.
One, it's been done. They actually played it on the radio.
All right.
I forget exactly who remixed it. It was like some rap hip-hop
All right,
dudes.
We're running out of time.
It was B.O.B.
How much
okay,
more do you have?
I have two more clips.
All right.
Okay, the gay guy is gonna get beat up by some jocks, and Finn comes to rescue.
You're not hitting anyone.
Oh my god.
Is he wearing a red rubber dress? I'm not tripping.
I want to thank you, Kurt. I realize I still have a lot to learn, but the reason I'm here right now,
okay, we get
in
it.
A shower curtain, is
right.
because of you.
Oh, we got
and I'm not gonna let anyone lay a hand on you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really, dude? Because I'm pretty sure we can take both of you.
Yeah? But can you take all of us?
Woo! Yes, you can't take all of them. You can't take big Nose. You can't take dude in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Those two jocks would destroy all of them. Oh, you can't take all of us on. What?
Yeah, you know,
are you kidding me?
Omar hates tolerance.
That's yeah. what we found out. okay, and of course there has to be a moral, like, you know.
There's a message.
They're trying to teach kids a lesson.
All
yes.
right, so they're tired of being called freaks.
I'm tired of everyone calling us freaks. Well, look at us. We are freaks.
But we're all freaks together. We shouldn't have to hide it.
No. And slow clap from Afro teacher guy.
No.
Nice job, Finn. I think you just figured out what the lesson was.
Yeah, the lesson is that this show blows.
Wow.
Okay? Wow. Really? Let
and
it go, people.
That's
Let it go.
Glee cap.
Glee crap, glee crap, glee crap.
Ralph Garman is here on the Kevin and Bean Show, just ahead of Ryan Sheckler, who joins us in studio in minutes. Time for the show, Bisbee. What's going on?
Did you guys catch Jesse James last night on Nightline on ABC?
I recorded it. I
know we have highlights coming up.
Discussed the fact that he's the most hated man in America for breaking Sandra Bullock's heart, why he cheated, what he thought his motivation was. He thought he was self-sabotaging his own life.
Sabotage.
Which you can't really...
Sabotage.
You can't really defend yourself against yourself. You can be your own worst enemy.
That's true.
He also wanted to address the fact that there was a photo taken of him making a Hitler mustache and a Sieg Heil gesture wearing a Nazi hat. There's that. Here's what he had
ill-advised
to say.
Ill-advised.
The truth about it was a joke that was probably pretty funny in a party at my house with a bunch of friends. But it's not
funny. A Nazi salute is not funny for a lot of people.
If that photo would have came out all by itself, I would have released a statement and everybody would have murmured about it, but it would have been gone. But coming out of in the wake of some huge infidelity scandal, you know, people love Sandy and she's America's sweetheart. And to hear that I was unfaithful to her and then that comes out, it's perfect storm. And people were out for blood and that photo gave it to them.
This reporter from Nightline, by the way, who, by the way, was not only a woman, but a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
oh, no.
Did she hate Jesse James, and boy, did she give it to him.
If she had been Jewish, it would have been a perfect storm.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jesse, he's got even more troubles. His second ex-wife, Janine Lindemuller, former X-rated porn star, she now is suing Jesse to regain partial custody of their 6-year-old daughter, Sonny. Janine did do a six-month stint in prison last year for tax evasion, but now she claims as an upstanding member of society, it's paid her dues, and she's ready to be a mom again, and she wants Jesse to give up some of the custody of their daughter. So.
Those poor kids.
Wow.
Or kid. That's the worst of it.
Have to go through that as well. Heidi Montag says that getting all those surgeries, all that cosmetic surgery, was the best thing she ever did in her life.
Yeah.
Best decision of my life, she told Us Weekly magazine. However, she has tweeted this week that she's a little sad because she has no friends. She says, people who pretend to be my friends are generally crazy, angry, broke, and bitter. That's you!
Yeah, that is
yeah.
you.
Yeah. She has no friends because she's insufferable to be around, because she's stupid and clueless.
We hate what we are, people. We hate what we are. In fact, her dad is upset and wants to get Heidi out of the relationship with her husband, Spencer Pratt. Dad claims it's because Spencer now has a obsession with guns.
Oh man.
Great.
Click clack, kid.
That's a bad sign.
You ever seen the movie Star 80?
Yes.
No. That's how this whole thing's going to end.
Oh, is it about a model? And
it's about a Playboy playmate, Dorothy Stratton, who had a manager boyfriend, played by Eric Roberts, who was a scumbag and a narcissist and a gun nut, a control freak. And she finally made the break away from him.
And it ended well?
And it did not end well. All I'm telling you, if somebody ordered the Kurt Cobain special at the end of that movie. That's all I got to tell you.
Oh, man.
It's an excellent film, by the way. Check it out. If
and you should
chance.
Never kill hot chicks. I mean, that's just a rule of thumb.
Never kill, really.
Well, hot chicks, though.
Especially hot chicks.
Just saying.
Speaking of which, congratulations to Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, my God.
She has the big ball.
Oh, yeah.
The big mirror ball trophy from season 10 of Dancing with the Stars she won last night.
Shocking.
She crushed Evan Lysacek and the other one, Erin Andrews. She got 30 points for her performance. Evan got 28 and Erin only made 26. So congratulations to Nicole.
Ralph Lisa is very upset that a professional dancer went on that show and won it.
It does seem a little bogus.
Like they have an advantage.
That never happens.
This season on American Idol, Luciano Pavarotti will be competing against Lee DeWise. This doesn't seem kind.
I also think it doesn't help that at the very beginning of the show, she's like, I have no advantage. People say I have a huge advantage. No, it's totally different.
It's very different. I'm used to moving on stage, singing as a performer, but not this kind of dancing.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Nicole Scherzinger. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Pam Grier is 61 years old today. Most recently added to the cast of Smallville over in the CW, one of my favorite shows. She's 61. Bobcat Goldthwait is 48 years old. Lenny Kravitz is 46. Helena Bonham Carter is 44 years old. Joseph Fiennes of the dearly departed Flash Forward is 40 years old today. And South Park co-creator Matt Stone celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Shuckler's pretty amazing to watch for what he can do with his size on a skateboard.
Yeah, man, last year was amazing in the pre-qualifiers I got first.
Do you honestly think someone's going to pay you to ride a skateboard?
You know what? The Dew Tour did.
He's got all the ingredients the judges like to see. The speed, the line, the degree of difficulty, and the style. The way he looks on his board. It's art.
I skated Slam City as an amateur and then turned pro after I won that.
The ladies really like him. I don't really understand why. I mean, but anyway, this his name is Ryan Shuckler.
It sure is. You know him and love him from the life of Ryan on MTV and, of course, for years of great award-winning skateboarding. How funny is it, Ryan, when you hear those clips of you being interviewed when you're like 13, 14 years old?
Oh, man, it's so crazy. I'm so glad my voice changed.
Well, Ryan is here because Skate for a Cause is happening this weekend. If you're lucky enough to be in Southern California, Lake Forest is where it's happening at the Etnies Skate Park. You have put together... I mean, this is an all-star cast of people who are coming out to help you raise money. Tell us about the Shuckler Foundation. Tell us about Skate for a Cause. Tell us what's going to be going on this weekend.
Basically, we're having Ryan Shuckler fundraiser this weekend, and we're benefiting Make-A-Wish Foundation. And basically, you know, we just like being able to give back to the skate community. This is our first event that's 100% skate-based. You know, we do a lot of the golf tournaments and things like that. But, this is the first time we've actually got back to the roots of it and brought out, you know, as many bangers as we can. Rob Derrick will be there, Adam Diet, Fabrizio Santos, you know, a ton of these skateboarders that I skate with on a day-to-day basis are going to be there throwing down for the kids. And, you know, it's a fun carnival atmosphere. There's a lot of games, and it's a free show. The only thing you're paying for is to play the games and, you know, of course, if you want to donate, that's always acceptable.
It's amazing. I mean, Danny Way is going to be there. P-Rod is going to be there. I mean, all your buddies. Now, you can buy tickets to get guaranteed seating in front, right? And that's $50, and that money all goes to the foundation and on to Make-A-Wish. But for everybody else, they can come down and they can see the skating for free, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a completely free event. Just like I said, if you want to participate in the games and some of the fun stuff that's going on, yeah, it's a couple bucks, but it all goes to a great cause.
And where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Lake Forest Skate Park in Lake Forest.
In Lake Forest.
Yeah. Sorry, it's the Etne Skate Park.
All right.
When you're not out raising money for sick kids, what are you working on these days, Ryan?
I'm working on the Plan B skateboard video. We're just filming that, you know, putting our heads to that, and kind of just, you know, focusing on skateboarding. Competition season's coming up, just training, getting ready for that, and you know, it's 100% skate life. I was injured for a while, so it's good to be back.
How long is competition season?
Competition season really starts next month and ends about, you know, September, October. So it's not that long, but it's pretty hectic.
You brought us some pretty sweet shoes, too. These are from the Schechler collection?
Yeah, these are from the Schechler collection. I just finished my Schechler 4 with Etnies. Been on Etnies for 12 years now, so we just keep pumping shoes out. It's pretty awesome.
It does seem to me like shoes would be one of those things that would be very difficult to sit down and go, all right, we've been making shoes for 6,000 years. What are we going to do this year that's going to be different?
Yeah, you know, there's just small little things you tweak and twerk to make it right on the skateboard and make sure that, you know, the grip tape feels good. You know, there's a lot of things that go into skate shoes that can, you know, really make a difference. So, yeah, even the smallest little adjustments, you know, you can almost make a whole new shoe.
That's kind of fun. That must be fun to sit down and go, all right, I'm going to make a shoe. I'm going to figure out how to put a twist on it.
So tight, because I got to make my first shoe when I was about 14 or 15, so I was just a little kid, had the same voice from before. I was like, yeah, man,
I'll
put
make
that
a shoe.
Do that. So it was cool.
Do you make skateboards too, Ryan?
I don't physically make them, but I am in charge of some of the graphics that get put on the skateboards, so that's a little bit more, you know, we leave that to the skateboard producers.
I don't think I've ever asked any of the guys that we've had on. If you're just joining us, Ryan Schechler is in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about Etne's Skate Park, Lake Forest, this weekend. It's Saturday from 10 till 5, raising money for the Schechler Foundation and Make-A-Wish with all your favorite skateboarders there in attendance. Tell me about having a favorite skateboard. Does that ever happen? Do you have one, like a lucky bat a baseball player might have, that you just love to ride the most in competition because it just, for whatever reason, it feels best?
Dude, my boards don't make it through one competition. You know, we skate real hard, and, you know, it is wood, so it does get, you know, banged up. So I think one board makes it through a contest. And I've never really been superstitious about my boards. If I ride one and it feels good, I want to keep riding that one because you can't do that. They break. So, you know, kind of just...
You can't get too attached to them.
Nah, I don't get too attached, you know, because sometimes I get real angry at it.
Do you miss being on MTV?
You know, it's just a little bit different not being on MTV. You know, you're not really in everyone's face so much as I used to be. So I think it's cool not being on it. I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable just being back on the board and figuring out skate life 100%.
A little easier to not be, kind of have your attention split up?
Yeah, it's just easier to be, you know, doing my own thing. You know, it was a lot of filming. You know, it was fun. It was a good life experience. I don't plan on doing it anytime soon again. Just kind of... Just skateboarding.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. I didn't have any TV shows when I was a kid. I just didn't point that out.
You can get all the information about the event this week and everything else going on with Ryan at ryanschechler.com. A quick break. We'll return more with our guests right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Ryan Schechler is in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Still the youngest skateboarder to ever win a gold medal at X Games. Is that ever going to be beaten, or do you have to be 13 to even compete, Ryan? What's the rules on that?
Oh man, that will happen. Some kid definitely is going to come up and snag that record I have.
He's going to be like 11 and get in there, right?
Yeah,
that's the
man.
Problem with skateboarding and those kind of X Games sports is that it keeps getting younger and younger, whatever you do gets topped pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
it sucks.
The youth of skateboarding is absolutely amazing. You know, there's kids out there right now that are filming the most insane video parts, and you know, it's a pretty tight knit community. So I think with these young kids coming up, yeah, it'll definitely get taken. But
well,
I hope
it's
not.
Funny you say that, because we got a mom on the phone who's got a 9-year-old daughter who's heavy into skateboarding that wants a little piece of advice from you, Ryan. Hi, Devorah, you're on the Kevin Bean Show with Ryan Schechler. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi, luscious Lisa May.
Hello.
Good morning. Love your show. Hey, my daughter just got a skateboard. We're not the most coordinated family in the world, and I just wanted a little advice on how to teach her without being hovering or trips to the hospital.
I mean, the way my parents let it go was just they just let me skate. You know, you got to just figure it out. I think that's the only thing. Make sure you put a helmet on her and just kind of let her figure it out. No big hills for sure, but, you know, just pushing around in the park or just anywhere like that, she should get it.
And you're going to have to accept trips to the hospital.
Yeah, you might. That might be a, I mean, you really want to accept that, but, you know, who knows?
That's part of it.
Do you recommend that little kids wear anything beyond a helmet? I mean, should they have something wrapped around their elbows and knees too, Ryan, or what?
Yeah, I think while you're young, you know, you should do whatever it is that makes you comfortable. But I think the helmet is the big thing because I've had a lot of concussions, and, you know, it's just nothing you want to deal with. You know, trips to the hospital for no reason are pointless, yeah. Absolutely pointless. So put a helmet on, you know, when you're comfortable enough to take it off, and only then maybe take it off. So I don't know. It's whatever you want.
Ryan is here for Skate for a Cause, which is this Saturday. It's at Etne's Skate Park at 20321 Lake Forest Drive in Lake Forest. It's free to the public. You can pay for VIP tickets and stuff like that. And the proceeds go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Let's talk Lakers, as you are a Laker fan.
Let's talk Lakers. My man, Kobe.
You met Kobe?
Yeah, I know Kobe pretty well.
How do you know him?
I know him from the Maloof Money Cup, and
did he come out to that?
Yeah, he came out and watched us skate. So it was like, it was crazy, man. You know, skating this contest, and you see the crowd part, and Kobe walks through, and then all of a sudden it was like everybody skating just stepped it up a whole nother level.
So was it crazy because he was the only black guy there, or because he was Kobe Bryant?
Nah, man, there's a bunch of black professional skateboarders.
Oh, really?
They were there. They were there.
So you get Kobe, you get his number.
Yeah.
Now you text him every once in a while?
Yeah, man. I asked him for his number, and he's like, yeah, my man, and he gave me his phone number. So, before the games, I'll shoot him a little text, you know, tell him to dunk on fools. And
did you text him last night and go, come on?
I didn't text him, man. I'm going to let him figure it out. He's got it.
What's happening?
He's got it, man.
All right. Hey, it's not Kobe's fault what happened last night. It's everybody else's fault. I mean, you're one of those fans, I suspect, like Kevin, Ryan, who's screaming at the TV if you're not at the game, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm waiting to get to this last final so I can take advantage of the box seats I have at the Staples.
Yeah. Well, there's a game tomorrow night, but you being able to talk to Kobe, that's kind of cool. That's kind of a cool. Do you talk to him about non-basketball stuff?
Yeah, you know, I'll shoot him a text, and that, you know, he goes to some of the award shows that I go to, and, you know, I kind of try not to bug the dude. I know what it's like to kind of be in that position.
Right.
So yeah, I just send him, you know, I just say what up. It's pretty cool.
Do you think he's happy to see your text, or do you think he's like shrugging, holding his phone up to the rest of the team, going, seriously, what am I going to do? How can I change my number?
Damn, I hope not, man. But if that's the case, I'll stop. Someone needs to let me know.
Again. Damn it. What do I do?
I doubt that. He seems like a pretty cool guy. He seems like he seems like you guys would be friends.
He's tight, man. He's definitely, his work ethic is amazing. And
funny to me about the Lakers series, not just this one, but I guess they didn't have too much trouble with Utah. But when you get to a series like this, you know, Laker fans, they expect the Lakers to go to the finals at this point. And I know that sounds weird to people listening in other parts of the country who, you know, it's a miracle if your team ever makes it this far. But Laker fans, especially being the champs, you expect them to go back.
Oh, of course.
Yet they seem to be shocked when they get to this level, the series before the finals, when the team they're playing is really, really good. Well, there's a reason that they got there too.
Yeah, of course. You know, everyone wants that ultimate goal. Like, it's so close to that ultimate, you know, the hurrah at the end of the season. So yeah, you know, they're playing the best basketball they've ever played, every team right now. So it's pretty awesome.
It's a little frustrating though when you 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:38.
All right, we can't do this and watch the woman who got her face ripped off by a chimp on the Today Show at the same time. We can't do that. So turn that off.
More chimps ripping off people's faces.
Oh,
hey, Jim Rome. Hi, Jim Rome. How are you?
It's great to be here. War, Kevin and Bate, for having me on.
Right.
Rome, stealing their show.
Is here because he is now the lead singer of Sublime. A lot of people may not realize that. And, of course, you guys are on the bill a week from Saturday for the big weenie roast at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine, California. STP, Hole, Silver Sun Pickups, Devo, Paramore, Deftones, Spoon, Chevelle, Cage the Elephant, Dirty Heads, Against Me, Temper Trap, and Passion Pit. That's a huge lineup for one day, right, Rome?
It's a man's game singing for Sublime. Clubs could not be happier.
All right.
Rome in the Jungle, singing for Sublime.
An opportunity
crushing
for
it.
Right, for Kevin and Bean listeners to win their way in if they are Sublime fans. How's this game going to work, Rome?
I'm going to play some Sublime music. You got to sing along. We'll stop the song. You have to continue singing the next line.
You got to know the next line.
You have to sing a Sublime song. Tickets.
are what I got. I said, remember that tickets are what I got. You gotta sing for them. War, you sing Sublime songs. Rome, out. Crushed it.
Okay, so, of course, Sublime songs we've been playing for years here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So if you listen to the program, you've probably heard these songs. Let's see if you can sing after they stop singing.
That's right,
Let's
Jay Stu.
Contestant
number one. Sing as well as Vance Mack.
It's going to be Jenny. Jenny is on line one. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, thanks, guys.
Jenny, you ready to blow up some Sublime songs?
Yes, I hope so.
Do not be triple U. Unfunny, uninspired, unlistenable.
Okay, let's give it a try. Listen up. They're going to sing, and then you just pick up where they left off. Good luck.
When she kissed my neck and jiggled me fancy, it's the right type of love on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Kiss my neck and jiggle me fancy.
Nicely done.
Jenny, you're anabolic. You crushed it.
You are in the drawing to win the tickets for the Weenie Roast, so keep your fingers crossed. We'll go on and see if Steven can join you in there. He's on line two. Hi, Steven. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ready to play?
If Alvin's going to do all the lead-ins with the people, why am I here?
Oh, so you want to...
What am I doing here?
You're hosting the game.
What is Vance Mack doing here with you closed?
You're hosting the game. You can say who it is. You can say it's Steven.
Steven.
All right, there you go.
All right, hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, you ready?
How's it going?
Sorry, just working out some issues in the studio. Okay, here's your song.
I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay.
I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Drives the bottles back to the rocket.
Close enough.
I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot.
Look at that. It's the bottles. Very impressive.
Back to the rocket.
All right,
back
you're
to
in
the rocket,
drawing.
He said.
All right, cool.
To the rocket.
He was close.
We should run him. We should run him.
Right, he's
talking to smack. Blocked. Block.
Who else do we have?
Next up, we have Christian.
All right.
Sister Christian, are you there?
Hi, Christian.
Christian, you ready to crush this Sublime song?
Yeah.
All right. Now's your turn. Now you're done. Go.
There you go.
Come on, babe. It's your lucky day. Shut your mouth. We're going to do it my way.
If it wasn't for the rape, I'd never get laid.
Well. Oh, but see, that's
you missed the line before it.
You missed the line before it.
Oh,
there's a line in between those two.
Wait, what
you're
was
so
the,
close.
Was the can you guys play it again?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude.
Blocked.
Dude, sorry. It was
Let's
close.
Play it for him.
It was close.
Play it for him.
Come on, baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't four-day rape, I'd never get laid.
All right, nice try.
The
nice
man's
try.
Game.
Who's that,
Sublime. Man's game. Claudia's up next.
In a man's game?
Man's game. Claudia?
Hey, hi, morning.
You ready to sing your Sublime song?
I'll try.
Do not be triple U.
All right,
here's your song.
The only family that she's ever had is her seven horny brothers and a drunk-ass dad.
Needed money, so he put her on the street. Everything was going fine until the day she met me.
He needed money, so he put her on the street.
Nice
crushed
done.
Crushed it. Very nice. Impressive.
Right.
That was anabolic.
Not a man's game, apparently.
Sometimes it's a woman's game.
That's right.
People know and like Sublime songs. I think we got time for another one. Rome, who's up?
Next up is Joseph. Joseph, St. Joseph?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You ready to sing your Sublime song?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's crush it.
And then it goes.
Now you go.
And then it says,
"Daddy's got a new 45."
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right? Then, just heard that part. And then you say,
"The next line is
from him. He best go." Oh, that just was before it. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry,
I won't think twice to stick that bell straight down Sancho's throat.
Yeah, you got to stick.
Unwar Joseph. All right, we want to go out on a positive. Not sing,
Rob. Let's try another one. See if we can get one more person in the running here.
Thank you, Alvin. Coming up next is Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Steven, you ready to try a song?
Yeah.
All right, that's shaky.
I am not believing you, Steven.
Hell yeah.
All right, that's better.
Here's your beginning of the song, then pick it up where it leaves off.
I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war.
I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Nice. Yeah!
Freaking crushed it.
I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
He Steven sounds like the kind of guy who's been doing the research for that song his whole life. So congratulations.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hell yeah. So we got
two Stevens and a Jenny. Is that right? Is
why
that
doesn't Alvin want to let me talk? Why won't Alvin let me talk in this
it's not
break?
Alvin. It's me.
I don't understand it. Jay Stu, tell me why.
He doesn't have the ability to let you
it's
talk.
It's a man's game. That's why.
And the winner is...
Callie, who's the winner?
Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny was the first person we talked to.
Thank you so much, you guys. You know how hard I've been trying to get through your lines to win these things.
Well, you got them. You're going to see Sublime with Rome.
Now I've got tickets. Sublime with Rome.
I'm going to rock so
singing.
Hard. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Why does no one want to let me talk?
I'm just saying, last couple days you spoiled us with your special guest during the showbiz beat, Ralph. 2 days ago, Katy Perry walks through the door.
You're
yesterday,
right.
Oh, here's my friend The Edge from U2 on the phone.
Right
I'm just sitting
edge.
Here waiting to find out what happens today.
Yeah. What you got today?
Say hello to Demi Lovato.
Oh, is
no,
she here?
I'm kidding. I don't really have her.
What have you done for us lately, Ralph Garman? That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato. Great quote from People.com today. You know, they broke up. Joe Jonas broke up with Demi Lovato.
Oh, what a shame.
And the rumor was that he used his usual modus operandi, which is to break up over the phone. That's how he did it with Taylor Swift.
Because he's a classy dude.
But Joe Jonas is denying that he broke up with Demi over the phone.
Okay.
He said he did it to her in person. However, he claims he broke up with her to save their friendship. Oh, that's a good one.
Wow.
Our friendship is too important to me to risk losing. To have you as a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Please.
He said he was concerned about the fact they're going to be touring on the road together this summer.
Right, he should be.
And he wanted to ensure that their working relationship and their friendship stayed intact and didn't want to run the risk of having a romantic relationship anymore, so he broke up with her. That'll work. Good move.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Plug the damn hole.
Plug the damn hole, indeed. Megan Fox,
oh,
as we know, will not be performing in the next Transformers movie. However, it doesn't mean she's giving up on blockbusters. According to AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website, she's got her eye on a bigger, better film. She wants to have a big role in the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean sequel, the fourth in that series.
All right.
Give her whatever
that.
She wants.
Here's a winch.
She said she would like to play a naughty mermaid opposite Johnny Depp.
All right.
That seduces him like the siren song to the rocks.
Okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Naughty
whatever
mermaid.
She wants to do. Let her have it.
Smell that. Was that fish?
Yeah!
As long as the first word is naughty, I'm in.
But here's the thing. Naughty mermaids, fish from the waist down.
Yeah, I know.
Much like a lot of women I know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm
wow.
just
wow.
saying.
That's how you're rolling.
But aren't you missing out on some of the best parts of Megan Fox if she's wearing a fishtail?
Yeah.
Right?
I think we get what you're
saying. I don't think you get what I'm saying.
I think we do. I think we understand.
I'm saying... Just
right, we understand.
Woman to the waist,
right?
Then just scales and fish and
right.
tail.
So let's just make her a wench then. That'd be fine.
All right.
Not a mermaid.
Not a wench.
I will call Disney and get on the horn and get that in the works.
Thank you.
Will that impact the success of the next Transformers movie, whether or not Megan Fox is in it? Did anyone go see Transformers because of her?
It helped.
I didn't go to see it for her, but I sure was glad she was in it when I watched it.
Yeah, it was a real bonus.
Yeah.
Because... There wasn't a lot to offer outside of it for me personally. Enjoyed looking at her a lot more than a Corvette turning into an oil truck or whatever happened.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens next.
We're all Gleeks here on the show. We love Glee, especially Omar. And we have to admit that Jane Lynch is probably the standout performer on that show, right?
She's so
always
funny.
Yep. She was asked by Star Magazine how she interacts with her fans. She says she loves her fans. She's always happy to stop and take a photo. They asked her if she had any advice you'd give her fans, and she said, yes, stand up straight and slap on a little deodorant. Apparently, a lot of the Glee fans are a little smelly.
Aww.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a bad scene.
Oh, she's got a lot of teenagers with crazy hormones,
yeah, and
probably.
They come up and they throw their arm around her shoulder, probably. And say, what's that, Megan Fox?
Oh!
What?
Yes.
Come on.
Best case scenario.
On, Mike. We're all friends, right? Oasis frontman Liam Gallagher has revealed the name of his new band. It's made up mostly of Oasis's lineup, without his brother Noel, of course.
Who wrote all the songs?
Jem Archer, Andy Bell, Chris Sharrock, Steve Lillywhite will be producing the band's debut album, which is planned to be released in the fall. The name of the band?
No fun.
BDI.
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 That's the name they settled on, or that's one of the names they threw out before they went to the good name?
No, name is BDI. I.
That's the placeholder until they come
nope.
up?
Nope. BDI.
Do you spell it BDI?
No.
Good question.
B-E-A-D-Y, Beady, the word Beady.
Uh-huh.
I-E-Y-E, the
right.
word
right.
I. Beady.
Terrible
I.
name.
You know, like, oh, I don't trust that guy. He's got beady eyes.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
They are the beady eye.
Well, you can't have one beady eye.
How do you know? Maybe always, he does. Maybe his other eye's normal.
No, yes, nobody has one beady eye.
You got him. It's brown.
Can it be beady then?
I've
had a beady eye before.
Yeah.
Ate some bad clams once.
Black hole.
Expand on that.
And Robert Downey Jr. is better than you.
Yes.
He is a major movie star. He, of course, is a smash hit with Iron Man 2.
Sure.
And recently he was leaving the supermarket, saw an elderly lady struggling to get her groceries to her car. He stopped, got her groceries to the car, and then loaded them into the car for her.
Oh, Kevin's got to be furious.
I know.
Kevin hates it when stars help normal
celebrity
people.
Doing a nice thing.
Especially old people.
Oh, that's
yeah.
be a nightmare for you.
He should have kicked her, right, Kevin?
Did he have her up against the car then afterwards?
No, she was a sweet old lady, and he saw she was struggling, and he came to the rescue.
All right.
He's a superhero in real life, too.
It's a very nice story.
Yes, it is. You guys catch Jesse James on, what's that show?
Nightline.
Some part of it. We have highlights a little bit later on
today.
We'll
be talking about it later in the show, but I just wanted to give you a little taste. He was, of course, addressing the breakup with Sandra Bullock, his cheating, how America views him, and the photo that was maybe even more damning than the cheating, which was him after he was publicly connected with this Nazi tattoo model, Bombshell McGee. It was him wearing an SS hat, making a mustache on his lip with his fingers like Hitler, and then giving the Sieg Heil salute.
Right.
Not a flattering photo.
No.
Here is Jesse describing why he thinks it got so much attention.
The truth about it, it was a joke that was probably pretty funny in a party at my house with a bunch of friends, but it's not
funny. A Nazi salute is not funny for a lot of people.
If that photo would have came out all by itself, I would have released a statement and everybody would have murmured about it, but it would have been gone. But coming out of in the wake of some huge infidelity scandal, you know, people love Sandy and she's America's sweetheart, to hear that I was unfaithful to her, and then that comes out, it's perfect storm, and people were out for blood, and that photo gave it to them.
That interviewer's got a real schoolmarm attitude about her, doesn't she?
But yeah.
Yeah.
The Nazi salute is not funny to a lot of people,
but
Jesse.
But what he's saying is he didn't do it to a lot of people. He did it at a party in his house.
Right.
Can you imagine having that woman in our studio when
no.
the records are playing?
No.
She would react?
No.
Oh, see, a lot of people do things that aren't funny to other people, but are funny to the immediate people that they're doing
them
to.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And that should be allowed, by the way.
Yeah, I agree.
But the other point is don't take photos of it.
Yeah.
If you want to prance around your party pretending to be a Nazi to make your friends laugh, that's one thing. But then you take a photo of it, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, even if you're not a celebrity, you don't want to take that photo.
That's right.
Later this hour, by the way, we'll have more highlights from the Nightline interview. And you'll get a feel for how much this interviewer hated Jesse James. She was disgusted. How could you? It was that kind of an interview.
Yeah.
So you'll love it.
South Park co-creator Matt Stone is 39 years old today. As we look at celebrity birthdays, actor Joseph Fiennes is 40. Helena Bonham Carter celebrates her 44th birthday. Lenny Kravitz is 46. Pam Grier, beautiful and talented actress. Cleopatra Jones. Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown.
61 years old today.
Plug the damn hole.
And Bob Goldthwait. Our good buddy Bobcat. It's 48 years old today. Birthday to me. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. By the way, tomorrow's Thursday. That means our friend Dr. Drew is going to be here for his weekly segment. Also, actor Jonah Hill in studio tomorrow. Love Jonah. So funny. Coming up. Who wants to talk to Jay Moores right now, though?
Oh, no!
Yeah. Jay Moore on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, giving you an opportunity to meet him in person tonight. Hey, Jay, how are you, man?
Yeah, this is Tracy Morgan. Jay Moore has to step out and get his luggage pregnant.
What's Psycho going on, Mike Jay Moores?
Psycho Mike got a tiny penis. He tweeted about it.
I'm not sure we could actually even get away with that on the air.
I'm talking about my love for him.
Oh, I see. Your love, yeah.
That's the love.
I miss my daughter, Kevin.
Hey, Tracy, is Jay there? Can you put him on?
Yeah, hold on. Wake up, sweet pea.
Hello? Romance here. Hey, Jay?
Yeah.
You and Sorry Tracy? To have
oh,
Tracy wake
guys.
up.
You all right?
Thanks for getting me up, Tracy. You missed your wake-up call, girl.
Jay Moore, as you know, has written a very funny book that I'm too cheap to buy, but I hear it's wonderful, called No Wonder My Parents Drank, in stores everywhere. By the way, I was out last week. I was on vacation, Jay, so I missed the news. How did you end up doing on the book list? I know you were eyeing trying to get on the New York Times list and the top 100 of Amazon. Where'd you end up?
Yeah, we didn't make it.
I'm sorry.
Sarah Silverman stayed at number 7 on the New York Times bestseller list. I came in, I think, I'm not making a joke. It's like a 15-book list, and I'm not joking. I came in 16th. I missed by like 100 books.
Oh, wow.
But usually it's like, hey, the 50 most beautiful people. I came in 51st again, LOL. But no, I actually like came in 16th.
I did buy the book, but I don't read. My wife is reading it, and she says it's really good and really funny. But really, she said it wasn't just funny, it's also really good. Meaning, like, some serious stuff in there about you being a parent.
Why don't you have your wife read it to you while you go potty?
He does
potty?
That.
Well, I don't want to do it while I go potty, but maybe some other time.
Jay, do you have an audiobook version of No Wonder My Parents Drank?
Yeah.
Does Tracy read it?
No.
Oh,
I have Ina Garten from the Food Network reads the whole thing.
That would be
well,
riveting.
Good choice. Tell me about your book signings. I don't know how many you've done, but you are going to be in West Hollywood tonight at the best bookstore in Southern California, Book Soup, 8818 West Sunset Boulevard. If you always wanted to meet the great Jay Moores in person, you can do it tonight at 7. What have the book signings been like for you, Jay?
First of all, kudos on the Moores. book signings are – hi, Mike. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
Book signings are soul-crushingly depressing because you expect there's going to be like this big crowd turnout like there was for Mr. Winkle on Sex and the City.
Right.
And then you get there and it's literally like 15 people, four of them wearing like Mets jackets. And they're like, tell us about Bob Sugar. And you're like, no, like I wrote a really great book. Like let's talk about this great book. It's really sweet. It's kind of like hitting 300 for the Marlins.
Okay.
Yeah. No one knows about it. Nobody cares.
Yeah. You're like, wow. I'm stroking it. I'm doing great. Why isn't there anyone here?
Yeah. I gotcha.
Now, do you have to do book signings or?
No. It's just
part of promotion.
It's goodwill for like the Simon and Schuster and the bookstores and you know people that do you know that are excited about it. You know, I'll go up and I'll talk for about 10 minutes about things from the book and why I wrote it, and then I'll take questions from the audience. Well, what's Bob Sugar like? Jennifer Aniston? I love you.
Now, since people there's only 15 people Jennifer, there.
People always ask me, are Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs real? And I say, which pair? Because she has real ones in the front, and then she has fake ones in the back for slow dancing.
Is that right? See, I didn't know that. This has been an educational conversation. Listen, Jay, since there are only 15 people at your book signings, and maybe you'll do better than that tonight at the book soon, is there something special that you can offer people as an incentive to come on down? Like give everybody a dollar or draw everybody a cartoon?
I won't be a damn bore. I've been to book signings before, and it's like, you know, some neckbeard talking about how he aligned his crystals to get through the quickening. You know, this will be good.
I've heard you tell that story before.
Yeah. No, what can I offer people? I can offer some hilarity, some hijinks. You know, it'd be like a 5 minutes of, like, free stand-up.
By the way, that's best case scenario for the people that show up.
Yes.
Honestly, is that if there's not a long, long, long line, you do get
some
face time with Jay.
Exactly.
And then you can just shout things at us. Shout things. Just, Tracy. Do Tracy. Any of his voices. Do Ricky Lake. Go.
Do Norm MacDonald, that book soup there. you know, I heard Psycho Mike is a vegetarian. And I don't believe that, Kevin, because we all know he's full of baloney.
All right. That's a Norm MacDonald joke for you.
That is.
Well, I think at a minimum, take everybody out to Denny's afterwards or something. I'm just saying, let's make it a true experience for the fans tonight at Book Soup, 8818 West Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. You've heard Jay Moore on our show a million times. He's always hilarious. And am I lying, Kevin, if I say super nice guy in person? You'll have
Absolutely.
A great time if you go down to the bookstore.
I will say this. I was at the improv all weekend, and we sold out all the shows, and there are so many Kevin and Bean fans out there, and people wanted to come and talk to me. I was signing books at the shows, and then they wanted to talk about April Foolishness. Your fans, when I get to know them, are maybe the nicest radio fans I've met. Because
you're just
unlike,
saying that.
No, listen. Unlike most radio shows, your fans don't immediately go to a message board to talk about how bad you suck. Most radio shows, people listen to the show all day, and then they all congregate on the message board to go like, it used to be funnier 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone on a message board, Jay? For
all
real?
The time.
You do?
Oh, yeah. But mostly like jetsinsider.com. But, you know, like,
okay,
for
sports.
Real, like, I, you know, like, about the Jets.
I gotcha.
Hey, what about Rome's fans last week when you were filling in for him? Were they kind to you? Are they excited to hear you fill in that chair, or do they hate you, too?
Oh, no, they love when I fill in, but part of the love is sending me emails about me being fat and unemployed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it'll be like,
it's
like,
hard to argue with that.
They do try to...
Okay, nice.
They do try to take you on, a lot of them, and that's
at least I'm here.
All right, well, listen.
Junior fell asleep in the clubhouse, you know, and somebody sent an email saying, "Dear Jay, I was just catching up on my Gary Unmarried, signed Ken Griffey Jr." Which I personally love.
That's funny.
We love each other, but, you know, part of the entertainment for them is to see what they can get going via email.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, listen, the book is hilarious, I'm told. No wonder my parents drank. Available online and in stores everywhere. But why buy it from anywhere other than Book Soup tonight, where you can get it personally autographed and shake the hand of the great Jay Moores? Thanks for coming on, dude. Always great to talk to you.
Psycho Mike tonight showing his abs.
All right, yeah.
All right, special present.
Done.
Thank
you,
gentlemen.
Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KROQ, and it is 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Is that new? I like that. We should start playing that band. That sounds good. Yeah. All right, Kevin and Bean Show. Highlights from last night's Jesse James interview. Finally breaking his silence on his divorce from Sandra Bullock. That's coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we want to turn it over to Ralph Garman, who has something that he's asked for our help with, and we are delighted to give him the time, because I know this is something that has been troubling you deeply for the last year and a half, Ralph. What's going on?
Almost 2 years now. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you may have heard me talk about this before. In August of 2008, I was having dinner at an outdoor patio at a restaurant in my neighborhood with my wife, and I was watching a woman and her 10-year-old daughter and their two dogs cross the street at the crosswalk right where nearby where we were sitting, and I just remember watching because they had such cute dogs. They were taking the dogs for a walk. And as I was watching, I'm telling you, I've never experienced anything like this. A speeding car came out of nowhere and plowed right into Annabelle and her daughter and their dogs in the crosswalk, and did not even slow down after the fact.
Dude.
Just sped away.
And they never found him.
No, they've never found this piece of crap, this monster who did this to Annabelle and her daughter and the dogs. One of the dogs was killed instantly. Annabelle and her daughter suffered devastating, severe injuries. We're talking shattered bones, pelvises, legs. I mean, it was a horrific scene that I still have nightmares about. I still can close my eyes and see it, much to my horror. And we did go on the air afterwards to try to get some help, along with the investigating officer, to try to track down this person. With to no avail. We've never, to my best of my knowledge, I've never caught this person. Anyway, Annabelle was thankful for the efforts that we put out on the show when we originally tried to find the driver. And we had stayed in touch afterwards. I would check in to see how she was doing with her daughter, how the recovery was coming along. And then recently, about a year has gone by, I hadn't heard from Annabelle. And she got in touch with me again this week. And she was trying to wait to get in touch with me when she had some good news to give. But unfortunately, she hasn't had any. It's been a tougher and tougher and tougher road for Annabelle to go through this over the past 20 months. And now, well, let's put her on the air, because I wanted her to call in so we could talk to our listeners, who are always been so generous and so kind, and explain her situation and explain how we can help her. How you doing, Annabelle?
Hi.
Annabelle, I was just telling everybody about the accident, or the crime, rather, the violent crime you were a victim of. And I know we were all hoping for the best when the recovery started, but things have kind of gone downhill, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I have nerve damage in my legs, which has slowed down the process of the recovery of my bones.
So the broken bones are still not healed after 18 months?
No, they haven't healed.
Okay.
And you're still confined to a wheelchair, right? You're sort of an invalid at this point?
I I can get around on crutches. I can't stand up for long periods of time because my legs turn purple.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And the pain's pretty severe, I understand, too, right?
It is very severe. It's like, you know, there's different kinds of pain, but you know the feeling that when your leg goes to sleep and the pins and needles?
Yeah.
I have that kind of pain, and then sharp pains and then aching pains from the bones. It's different pain, but it's a lot of pain.
Tell us about some of the financial struggles since that day.
Well, I lost my home and my car. I've been evicted out of an apartment that I moved into.
So you've been unable to work.
I can't work, and I recently, lost any kind of support that I was getting for Ayana.
That's Annabelle's daughter.
Your daughter, yeah.
Thank goodness she recovered.
Yeah, that's the good news, is that Ayana healed up pretty well, right?
Yeah. She just won a championship in a dance competition.
Oh, that's great.
Fantastic.
So she's doing pretty well.
Now, we don't have time to get into the details, but I know there has been a foul-up and some red tape regarding your health insurance with Medi-Cal. You were getting some assistance from a group called Victims of Violent Crime, and they were trying to assist you. But Medi-Cal kicked back a lot of your bills, and you've got bills, medical bills now racking up to like $25,000, right?
Right. I have to get, for the pain that's in my legs, the only thing that they can do for me is a thing called a nerve block, which is like an epidural, but they have to put me to sleep and then guide the needle through x-ray to shoot the back of my back in with where the nerves are in my back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Put my legs to sleep.
Right. And you can't. The surgeries that you need to help your bones to heal that would actually put you on the road towards recovery, you can't have that surgery until you get these procedures done, and now you can't afford to pay for them.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. I can't do. I have been able to pay off the bill that I racked up, so the slate is clean, but now I have to go back again and find a way to pay the doctor to do it again. And that $25,000 bill was only for not even a month of these shots.
Treatment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Annabelle, what's the Ralph was telling us a little bit after your email yesterday, the situation with paying rent in the place that you're in now since you've lost the home. How are you able to even come up with that much money every month if you can't work? Plus, on top of that, the prescriptions and other just living expenses that you and your daughter have.
Well, my prescriptions are very expensive, and I haven't been able to get my prescriptions this month. So I am sitting in pain right now. I was getting some money from victims of violent crime.
Right.
They would pay for some of my prescriptions sometimes. And I was getting some money from child support.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get that money anymore.
Okay. One of the things that Ralph brought up that I thought was an excellent point in the post that is up at kevinandbean.com right now is that this happened to have been Annabelle that day. But there's no reason except for luck that it wasn't you, Ralph, and your wife, and now Olivia, who's coming home from the hospital today, walking across that same intersection, or Lisa, who lives very near that location, or anybody that's listening to this show right now. The exact same thing could happen where you're walking across a crosswalk, and out of the blue, a car runs a light and hits you, and they're gone, and you are on your own with pain and damages. And you've dug yourself a hole that you'll have trouble getting out of for the rest of your life without help.
That's why I take this so personally. And we don't do a lot of charity or serious issues here on the show. But I take this so personally because I have walked that same crosswalk 1,000 times with my wife. I do walk my dog Reggie at the same park where Annabelle was walking her dogs. We do have our baby coming home, and we will be crossing that street. And now they've put in a lit pedestrian crossing there for cars to see the lights flashing in order to try to keep this from happening. But for Annabelle, it's too little and much, much too late.
Oh, I have to tell you a story about that. I was a part of the opening of that crosswalk with Wendy Gruhl.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to open the crosswalk. We did the red tape. We turned the power on, pressed the button, waited for the light to turn green. Started walking across the street, and I was on crutches, and Gail Steinberg was helping me walk across the street, and a car sped right through the crosswalk.
Wow.
Three people have died at this crosswalk.
Wow.
And I'm so angry still to this day and so furious at this animal who was able to do this to Annabelle and her daughter and her dogs, and then not even have the human decency to slow down or stop to see if they were okay. It just fills me with so much rage, and I can't do anything about that, but I can do something about Annabelle and try to help as much as I can. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show today, Annabelle, because I know you're close to eviction in the place where you're living now, and I know the bills are just seem insurmountable to you, and I know you don't have any family out here, and you're having a hard time getting by, but I hope that our listeners will join me in helping you.
Thank you so much. I did get an email from my landlord right now saying that if I didn't pay this month's rent before the end of May, that he would start procedures of evicting me. And I don't know where I would go. I don't have any money. I don't have... Well, my mother died when I was little, when I was 20. And I don't have family, so I'm sorry.
We have two ways to help. One is there's a PayPal link.
We've set up a PayPal account. For those of you who do a lot of transactions online, you know what that's all about. You can go to that and put in Annabelle's email address, which is annabelleward@gmail.com, and you can donate through that way.
And it's on the website. The link is up.
It's so easy to do if you're a PayPal member. And if you're not and you want to send a check or you want to send cash or donate in any possible way, you can send it to me here at the station in care of Annabelle, and I will absolutely get it to her. But and I know times are tough, and I know everyone's kind of struggling financially, but if everybody could just give a little bit, and I know I'm asking a lot here, but it would mean a lot to me personally, as well as obviously to Annabelle and her daughter, if we could try to give them just some breathing room, just to get them, even so that she can try to get herself well and to get back to work and to raise her daughter and do all the things that we'd like to see happen.
And we don't have much time to talk to Stefan, but we do have Stefan Sachs on the line, who is a lawyer that we're familiar with. Hi, Stefan.
Good morning, guys.
You're willing to help?
Absolutely. And more importantly, I've got a good friend of mine who's a colleague by the name of Greg Owen, who deals with a lot of cases involving accidents and doctors and medical malpractice. And Greg has volunteered at my request to talk to Annabelle and see if he can give her some guidance and help to work her through, or walk her through, rather, the complex maze of financial and medical issues that she's going through. So hopefully we can be of some assistance to her in that regard.
Well, that's tremendous, Stefan, because we are also out of our depth in a situation like this to even know where you begin with all the various, the insurance companies and the doctors and everything else
and
all
the paperwork that has to be. And there are issues with the doctor and original treatment got messed up, and she definitely could use this
help. It's very complicated, isn't it, if you don't have money or a rock-solid insurance plan to help you with it.
It's complicated even if you do have those things
behind
you.
It's true.
So SaxandSax.com is the website. Stefan Sachs is the lawyer. He is going to help as much as he can.
And Annabelle, we'll put you in touch with them and get you some legal help as well.
And that's wonderful.
And then there's the PayPal link on at KevinandBean.com that you can donate if you'd like to help out.
Stefan.
The thing that has been most traumatic for me is that if I had been receiving treatment, I would be healed right now.
That's the bitch.
And I have been sitting here for 16 months now without any treatment, just taking narcotics and in pain and not being able to move. And I would be walking around right now fine.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
so you can have your life back.
Hopefully that will happen.
Hopefully. I'm scared because of the RSD. I'm scared that the damage of sitting here is not going to be able to be repaired.
Yeah, Annabelle's got a nerve condition called RSD now. It's developed because of this, and it's very painful, and it's problematic for the muscles and the nerves, and she needs treatment for that as well. But I'm telling you, Annabelle, I'm going to make this a promise to you. I'm going to make this a priority for me to try to do everything I can. I want to put together, we're talking about having a fundraiser with a comedy night with some of the comics who are friends with the show and raise some money that way, but I promise you, you're not alone, and we're going to help you through this, okay?
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for coming on. And please, if you've heard this interview and you've been moved by what Annabelle has to say and have thought about how it could just as easily have been you as it was her, please, right now, go to kevinbean.com. Annabelle's email address is up there. You can PayPal instantly, whatever you can afford. If it's $5, we'll take $5 because that adds up real fast. Or if you want to mail something here to in care of Ralph Garman at the radio station, you can do that. We'll get it to you. We'll be checking in with you again maybe next week, Annabelle. See how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on.
Take care, darling.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And thanks to all the listeners who we know.
Absolutely.
Get into action quick.
Showbiz Beat coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday. First, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air. You call us, leave a message, we play it back. 323-520-AFRO. What are people talking about today?
Well, yesterday was Sir Ian McKellen's birthday.
This is Ian McKellen. I don't know if you read off my birthday today, and I wanted to say thank you and to reward you for such valiant remembrance. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing today for my birthday. I'm going to dress up like Gandalf and bang the hell out of a lot of hobbits. I can't wait. Goodbye.
Part of that guy's day yesterday was calling an answering machine and doing an Ian McKellen impression.
That's correct.
What's that?
Hey, I have an instant request. How about you play Paper Stains? Yeah, dumpa, 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 dumpa.
We have been told that we have no idea what you're talking about.
A song like that was never recorded and certainly never played on this show.
You guys suck.
Agreed.
That's it.
Okay. Agreed.
All right.
Dude, I have never had a boner and listened to Kevin and Bean at the same time until Katy Perry came on.
Yeah, Katy Perry was here a couple yesterday.
Yeah.
Two days before. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
cute,
pretty cute.
Yeah, Bean was tweeting while on vacation that he missed two people here, only two people, Psycho Mike and Dave, because they're his friends.
Hey Bean, if you can tweet that King of Mexico and Psycho Mike are your only friends and you miss them, then I have news for you. If you pay them to work with you, that doesn't count as being friends. Sorry.
That's true.
Ooh.
That is so true. Really more colleagues than they are friends.
That's correct, yes.
But in my defense, guys, how many people do you miss that you work with when you're on vacation?
Well,
in my defense, I admit to missing two, Kevin. How many do you miss?
I kind of miss everyone.
I like the camaraderie of the whole group.
I kind of miss everyone.
It's fun.
And if I didn't kind of miss everyone, I still wouldn't single out two people and leave everybody else out. I just would say I miss you all. You know, I'm just saying, that's all.
Hey, Kevin Bean, I was wondering if maybe Dane, the King of Mexico, was going to be at the gay-ass Clipper Parade tomorrow. I heard about it on the radio, and I figured that would be the place for Dave to be with all the other gay Clipper fans. Thank you. Bye.
Clipper's having a parade to get LeBron James to come here.
Well, he should go to that parade if he's a real fan.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys were hypothesizing on what the trouble is with the Lakers and why they're losing, and I had a theory. They suck.
Yeah.
That's it. Good argument.
You can hate them, but they don't suck.
Mm-hmm. They don't suck, right.
Sarah Silverman told us a great story. It took a little too long to recap, but this guy did it well.
I see Oprah.
That was pretty much what it was.
That's about it.
Right? Bang. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:58.
If there's any way we get Psycho Mike out of control.
What is wrong with you?
So listen to this. That. Kevin and Bean Show, coming up next, we're going to have a very special guest. Ralph, I know you're excited, from Vivid Pictures, talking about a new line of porn based on comic book superheroes. Everything you love.
Stop making that noise.
All in one DVD. So we'll talk to Vivid coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
The 60s Batman TV show is the first parody that they're putting out.
Which is the one you worship.
Which is the one that is the best one, which is the good Batman.
Right.
The right, proper, and only Batman.
Right.
And they've got Tori Black playing Catwoman, who's one of my favorite porn stars and one of my favorite, like, all-time boy crushes.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's just it's just a spankorama coming up for me sometime soon. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's talk about spanking, shall we?
Yeah.
Heidi Montag. She has said that the decision to go under multiple plastic surgeries to alter her appearance was the best decision of my life, she tells Us Weekly magazine.
Stop it on that.
But she says her life is a little lonely. She has no friends, she claims, because the ones who pretend to be her friends are crazy, angry, broken, bitter. Yeah. And that's just her husband. So,
you really do get the idea that if she split from him, everything would be fine?
Oh, I don't know.
Although she's crazy, too. But
you got to have some damage to get into that situation in the first place,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, true.
But if you, and who knows how much is editing, but the way the Hills makes it look, he has run off all of her friends. She's now estranged from her family.
Yeah,
he's estranged from his family. And it's exactly like you described earlier, Ralph. It's turned into a Star 80 situation where he wants to own her and control every communication she has with the outside world. Yeah. And I can't see how it's going to end well.
That is a typical control freak kind of ploy, which is to isolate someone that you want to control so right. that yours is the only voice they hear. Much easier to manipulate someone that way. Tragic.
Their skin is golden.
Well, that's true. They do have golden skin.
Hey, you want to buy that Amityville Horror house? Remember that movie Amityville Horror?
In the 80s?
It came out in the 70s, and they did a remake. They just did a remake in 2005 with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And Bunnyface from Alias.
Bunnyface. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah, George.
Yeah, Melissa George.
Melissa George.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is a house in Long Island that has legendarily been believed to be haunted.
Okay.
Like red-eyed pig ghosts would show up and flies would swarm all around and attack you.
Walls bleed.
Walls would bleed. Bad news. It is up for sale. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, $1.5 million. Nope. Would you buy it?
You mean if I had all the money in the world?
Now here's the
Probably.
Thing. In 1974, a guy named Ronald DeFeo did murder his entire family there.
Probably not house. Then.
Six members in that house.
I'm going to go with no then.
The next couple that moved in, Kathy and George Lutz, on which the story is based, the book and then the subsequent movies, they claimed that they went insane living there because it was so filled with evil spirits.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you believe it? Do you buy or do you not buy?
I don't buy.
It's a pretty big house for $1.5 mil. Pretty big.
Yeah. How are the schools in the area, Ralph?
Well, the good news is you can homeschool because the ghosts will teach your kids everything they need to
Well,
know.
Then yes. I mean... Yeah. That's free, right? You have to pay the ghost?
No.
All right.
Hey, wasn't it cute when Google put up that Pac-Man game?
Oh,
on
boy,
their
did
side
David
of the
King
Google of
Mexico
side?
Love that.
Oh, look, you can play
Everybody
it.
Everybody love that.
Look, you can just play it, and then you can look. It's playing. You go to Google, and then you can play it.
For folks who missed it, Friday was the 30th anniversary of the introduction of the Pac-Man game, and Google celebrated by putting up a free version of the game that you could play on their homepage. And it was very popular, right, Rob?
It was very popular. In fact, a study was conducted this week that estimates America lost 5 million hours of work time.
Just because of that?
Just because of that. People just sitting at their desk playing free Pac-Man on Google.
Come on. If
What's wrong with us?
If they weren't doing that, they'd be on some
Come
other
on, America.
Bogus site.
I don't know. Some people have a soft spot for Pac-Man.
Yeah.
They can resist almost anything except for Pac-Man. So I thought that was interesting. Google said it's so popular, they're going to leave it up.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Hmm. So then that means we're screwed. Now we're going to really screech to a halt in terms of productivity.
Yeah. That oil leak's never going to stop.
Never. They're never going to figure that out. You know what? I have a way to, you know, that oil thing? I can, oh, was that Pac-Man? That's what's going to happen.
Guys, I just got a great idea. Oh, let me play.
Hey, you know this cancer? I got it licked. Because if you take this Jeep, oh, look. Go, Blinky. Go, Blinky.
It's your birthday.
Today's celebrity birthday. Speaking of birthdays, our buddy Bobcat Goldthwait is 48 years old today. Actress Pam Grier turned 61.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz celebrates his 46th birthday. Looks pretty good for 46, that Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, sure.
Helena Bonham Carter is 44. Joseph Fiennes, who until recently was starring in Flash Forward, he is 40 years old. And Matt Stone of South Park fame turns 39 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Highlights of the Jesse James interview on Nightline last night. Here's really all you need to know.
You cheated on your wife.
Yep.
That's it. That's the extent of that interview. But we'll give you some more coming up in a few minutes. First, though, Ralph, I insist that we see your hands at all times during this interview, please.
Then
I don't want anything going on behind
then
the
look
desk.
At my crotch if you want to see my hands.
They are both there firmly.
Let's bring Axel Braun onto the program. He is a director, producer for the fantastic Vivid Porn Enterprise. Thank you so much for joining us, Axel. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Axel, delighted.
Axel, let me tell you something. I've seen the trailer from Batman Triple X, a parody. And I have to tell you, I am a hardcore 60s Batman fan. Maybe one of the biggest.
so am I.
I've got a huge collection of Batman 60s memorabilia, and I have to tell you, your production values in this show, from the costumes to the Batmobile across the board, are really, really impressive.
Thank you.
Well, what about the other part of the porn? Like,
and
the sex.
Casting Tori Black as Catwoman, genius, sir.
That's inspired casting.
It is inspired.
What's the deal? Tell us what kind of a meeting was going on when this idea was hatched. Hey, it's time for Batman the Porn Parody.
You know, listen, the truth is that the parodies have been doing so well in my industry right now that, you know, everybody's jumping on this bandwagon and coming up with ideas for parodies. And from day one, I thought that Batman, being a huge fan myself, was the perfect source material. Because think about it, you know, the original show is so silly and funny and so tongue-in-cheek, and it's amazing. So I don't know, I thought it was a great idea, and believe it or not, it wasn't easy to convince people to do it.
Did you say it was not easy?
It was not easy.
Uh-huh.
It was not easy. I mean, Vivid jumped on it. They thought it was a great idea, and thank God, because I really wanted to make this movie. And you know, a lot of research and a lot of effort. I really wanted to, you know, I postponed production twice because the costumes were not perfect.
Are you kidding?
You know,
as everybody else going, come on, it's a porn. Let's just shoot.
The costumes come off in 5 minutes. Axel,
you know,
please.
The good thing about a company like Vivid is that they did. And they were very patient, and they just allowed me enough time to make the movie that I wanted to make. And
I would love to hear
the way it came out.
I would love to hear the behind the scenes conversation, though, of them talking about you. He's got to get the costumes right.
Citizen freaking Kane.
Give him another day. That's fine. Whatever.
Axel, without giving too much of the intricate plot points away, which Batman characters are we going to see in the porn?
Well, you know, you're going to see Batgirl. You're going to see, of course, Batman and Robin. And you're going to see Catwoman, the Joker, and the Riddler.
Now, Batman and Robin, an item?
Oh, stop
always,
it.
Always wondered. Just always wondering.
Not.
I'm just
not.
Always wondering. All right.
Now, with all the attention to detail, Axel, I am a little surprised that Batgirl doesn't have a red wig that she wears with the costume.
I know. Well, you know, I did a couple of things which I purposely did to generate some talk back from the fans. Being one of the fans, I did that. And I also put a Star Trek phaser in the hands of the Joker.
Oh, that's a deal breaker for me.
Blasphemy, sir.
as soon as the trailer came out, like a bunch of people, I can't believe it. It's a phaser. What's a phaser doing there? You know? Listen, 650,000 views later on the first trailer and 300,000 on the second trailer proved that people...
Wait, where can you see these trailers?
On YouTube.
YouTube.
Wow.
All right, let me see if I can figure out a way to ask this question delicately, but at the end of some of the scenes in your Batman movie,
yes.
do you see on the screen the words splat, zonk, pow?
Oh my God. Well, listen, that's the first thing that I thought when I was, before I even shot the movie. I go,
right.
We're going to have splat and we're going to have splurge and all these things.
Right.
As I edited the movie, I put them on, and then in the end I made the decision to take them off just because of screening it over and over again and showing it to people. I decided that if you want to watch the movie for the fun, for the just to watch Batman and Robin being
no one wants to do that.
Exactly. Well, but if you want to do that, there's a 30-minute non-sex feature in the DVD extra, so you can watch the whole movie without the sex.
That's never going to be watched.
I'll watch it.
That will never be watched one time.
But I figured that, you know, if you actually want to, you know, watch the movie for the purpose of rubbing one off.
you don't want words getting in the way.
At the climax of the scene, you don't want to have something distracting you, so I decided not to.
I see.
To.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe...
It is a hard line to walk, actually. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of these parody adult films, and it is a fine line to walk between comedy and watching it for the laughs and trying to also watch it for the erotic aspects, too.
Exactly. Yeah. I, you know, believe me, I think that this works in both ways. I think it does work both ways. It's so funny. I had so much fun writing it, and the actors were also into it. I mean, you see Del DeBone playing Batman, you will not believe. I mean, have you seen Kick-Ass? Kick-Ass is awesome. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, yes. Great movie.
Great movie. Well, let me tell you, Del DeBone is so much better as Adam West and Nick Cage.
So you got Randy Spears as the Joker. You got Evan Stone as the Riddler. Great casting around the board.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, I had the Randy Spears grow a mustache so that he could
nice,
you
know, just like Cesar Romero.
That's the dedication. Look, I don't know how to talk about this without a screener, though. I mean,
yeah, I need to see this.
I can't believe
we don't have a screener. I don't know how you expect us to even conduct an interview.
And send over that Ken.
He's a travesty.
And send over that Kendra video too. While you're at it, we want to see that one too.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Batman XXX, a porn parody. It's out now, Axel. People can buy it starting today, right?
It is starting today. Yes.
And this is the beginning of a long line of comic book themed movies for you, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm working on Superman as we speak. That's going to be shot. I think I should have the end of June. It's really, really, really cool. I'm doing the Christopher Reeve Superman, and we're going to have, you know, of course, the Neil before Zod line, which will now.
Sure. But yeah. Oh, that'll be very different.
Are you going to call him Superman?
Sorry, Blackzilla?
Going to be called Superman XXX, a porn parody.
Yeah.
You got Spider-Man coming up, and the Thor, and Iron Man, and all of them, right?
Hammer and Thor.
You know what the cool thing is? That the guy that I cast in Superman, Chris Johnson, is a skydiving instructor, so we're going to actually get a few shots of him jumping off the plane in the costume and
and flying.
Awesome.
Wow, look at that. You're a professional.
Yeah.
Vivid does great work, Axel. You are a lot of fun. We wish you the best with this series, and thank you so much for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you so much, guys.
Anyone else ends their songs with woo, by the way, and they never live it down. For some reason, they get away with it. I don't know how they do that. All right, last night was the long-awaited first interview with Jesse James. He has been remarkably quiet since the scandal broke a couple of months ago that led to his divorce with actress Sandra Bullock, but last night he sat down with a woman from Nightline. By the way, 30-minute show, 29 minutes of it is Jesse James, 40 seconds on the oil spill. That's how Nightline rolls these days.
Well, that's the first interview. You know, you can see that.
I'm just saying, I felt this way since the whole thing broke. It's sad. I feel bad that they broke up. Lots of couples go through this, so he cheated. What business is it of ours? I felt really kind of dirty watching this interview last night, because why do I care?
You know what I mean? You watched it, and you brought in highlights.
Here's Jesse. One of the first questions was talking about how could you, and by the way, this interviewer hated him so much, how could you be on your lady's arm through all the Oscar season and at all those dinners and all those banquets and all those awards ceremonies knowing that you were cheating on her and that you were going to get caught? Didn't that drive you crazy?
Was it in the back of your mind, I'm going to get caught? Did you know it was about to crumble?
I don't think it was just at award shows. I think it was every day in life.
In fact, Jesse goes on to say that she not only suspected, but that he knew it was going to happen at some point, that he could not keep sustaining this lifestyle.
How long had it been going on? Do you get the idea of that?
He's very sketchy on details, and you'll hear some direct questions coming up that he just says, I'm not going to answer. It's bad enough that I cheated on my wife. But here he is talking about how his wife might have suspected that he had girlfriends on the side.
Did she have any idea any of this was going on, or did this hit her like a ton of bricks?
I think she's had her suspicions, you know, in the past, but, you know, I lied my way out of it. You know, I lied to everyone about everything, even to myself, you know.
We've had 5 women come forward now. Did you have affairs with all of them?
I wouldn't believe everything you read in tabloids. I was unfaithful to my wife, and I'm not going to put any kind of count to it. And just the fact that, you know, I took a perfect marriage and a perfect wife and perfect life and stepmother and, like, threw it away because of my actions. It doesn't matter. It could have been a million. It doesn't, you know, bad is bad no matter what it is.
So he's saying he had sex with a million women, right?
No,
that's what I took away from
if
that.
If he did, it would be just as bad.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when we had this conversation around the Tiger Woods affairs, Lisa, and you said it does make a difference whether you had a girl on the side or whether you were nailing everything that moved if you're the wife, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of couples go through some sort of dalliance, right?
Right.
And they get over it. You can maybe get over one depending on the circumstances. You can't get over 10.
Well, but wait, let me ask you a question about that, because if it's 10 and it's meaningless, isn't that better than one that means something to him?
Like, ooh, if, good question.
You know what's even better?
You know what
one
I mean?
That doesn't mean anything to him.
Okay, no, I know.
That's
but I'm
the
saying
one I get over. The right. Rest, I'm out.
The rest, you're out. All right.
So this interviewer, who again was a black woman who really hated Jesse James,
yeah.
She's
pounding him, and not in a good way, on why he would cheat on America's sweetheart. Why, Jesse? Why?
I don't know. It's hard for me to talk about a little bit because, you know, I still really love her and care about her.
And that's the thing. That's the million-dollar question. You had the perfect life. You had the perfect wife. Why did you throw it away?
I don't know. You know, during the midst of all of it and when I was doing it, I knew it was horrible. It made me feel horrible. And two, I knew I would get caught eventually, and I think I wanted to get caught. It was me trying to self-sabotage my life.
So you're saying this didn't start because you were bored or because Sandra was away on a shoot or...
No.
All right, now here's the part, and we got just a couple more clips left. Jesse James on last night's Nightline. What I haven't heard before, where Jesse thinks this kind of behavior comes from.
Not at all.
Or because you didn't love her, or you weren't happy in the marriage.
Everything that happened in our marriage and everything that I said and every good moment on for her and for me and for the kids... None of it was bullshit. It was all real. I'm doing it because, you know, I've basically never felt good enough for anyone.
Uh-oh. Now we got mommy and daddy issues. Mm. Why'd you go to rehab, Jesse? Here's where he gets into what kind of work was actually done, because we've never heard this from him before. Remember, it's all been speculation right at this point. What kind of rehab? Why did he go?
What did you go to rehab for? Did you go for sex addiction? Did you go for anger management?
Those were two of the things I was there for, but the main thing I was there for was being a victim of childhood abuse.
Okay. What about that? What about pulling out the child abuse card and that's why I'm screwed up? And is it a little bit of,
okay,
it's not my fault, I can't help it because of my life?
Are you not believing him? I get that you don't believe him.
No, I do believe him. I just think lots of people have gone through that and maybe haven't cheated on their wives. You know what I mean? I don't know enough about it. Maybe we'll ask Dr. Drew this tomorrow about the correlation between one to the other.
I got to tell you, from the charity work, I work with abused women and children. It's a lifelong, you don't get over that.
And if you haven't dealt with it.
So I don't know that it's an excuse or not an excuse. I'm just saying it is possibly that he has never dealt with it.
But Bean, I get the feeling that you're saying anything he says that's other than I'm sorry is an excuse. And I don't get that as an excuse. I get it as him understanding some of the reasons why he did what he did, but I don't see him offering it up as an excuse.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. I'm not hating on Jesse at all. I believe he's manned up and has taken responsibility for his own poor decisions. I do. But it was such a surprise to me to hear it go back to this. And he talks a little bit more about the things he learned in rehab on this topic of him being abused as a kid.
I was always scared. My whole childhood, I never had a chance to be a kid. I just remember the clenched teeth, like strained neck look on his face, you know.
Did he beat you?
He beat my ass pretty good a bunch of times, you know. Football star, bike builder, Monster Garage, TV star. All that stuff is a huge smokescreen so people won't see that I'm a scared, abused kid.
All right, now I'm bummed out.
You want to talk to Dr. Drew?
Sure.
Oh, is he on the phone right now?
Yep.
Yes.
Dr.
Hey,
Drew.
Doc.
There we are, guys.
Hey there.
So, of course, that's what's behind this. That's always trauma. Childhood trauma is what creates sexual addiction. It's what fuels alcoholism addiction. It's why he doesn't know, why there's no rational explanation for why he did what he did.
So it's not is it an excuse? It's not an excuse.
No, it's the source of all this. Of course that was there. I mean, when you really look at him, when he's talking about his experiences, he looks like a little boy. He's literally arrested developmentally from the trauma. He's disconnected from his emotions, so he has these motivations that push him to do things, A, to sabotage good things because he's not worthy of them, and B, to try to regulate unregulated emotions left over by trauma with highly arousing and threatening experiences and drugs and alcohol and sex. Did you guys not watch Sex Rehab? It's always there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like what you're saying is Jesse James was kind of forced into rehab because of the explosion of his marriage. But had he realized he needed help years ago and gone and gotten it, he might have avoided what happened with the affairs, right?
Well, I think she didn't ask the right questions, of course. He's had previous treatment for his alcoholism and drug use. What happens sometimes when people don't fully embrace recovery, the behavioral addictions then emerge full force, like gambling and sexual addiction. So he's had previous treatment. He has never fully dealt with these things. And I don't think he still fully has. I mean, he needs to be like Tiger and focus on his treatment full time. These are very serious issues. It takes years.
First of all, he's got motorcycles to build, and that takes priority. And second of all, it kind of freaks me out that we say the word Dr. Drew, and the next thing I know, he's on the phone. Like, how does this even happen?
I have to monitor Psycho Mike. I never know what I'm getting in the evening when he comes in. I have to see what you guys... Speaking of abuse, but he's a victim of abuse every morning, and I got to deal
how
with that
every dare
night.
You?
That's true. All right. As always, Drew, you put the proper spin on it. We appreciate you calling. We'll talk to you this hour again tomorrow, too, all right? Thanks a lot, Dr. Drew. Bye. All right. There you go. There's Jesse from Nightlight last night if you missed it. So
.7 K-Rock is KROQ and it is 9:44.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Mike. What were you saying, Mike? I didn't hear what you said.
I missed the last. No can do.
We need this show to end. Hey, real quick, before we get into Ralph's Showbiz Beat, if you weren't with us last hour, we're trying to do a solid for a Kevin and Bean listener, someone just like you who is the victim of a horrific hit and run crash, got run down. She and her daughter and her dogs got run down in a crosswalk. Unfortunately, Ralph was a witness to this. He will never forget the memory, as he explained earlier today. Yeah. Listener Annabelle is in very, very serious pain and can't afford the medicine or the treatment that she needs.
Or her rent.
Yeah. So we don't often do nice things for nice people, and we probably should do more of that, but we do want to help out Annabelle, and we are asking if you have not yet heard about this, or if you heard it earlier this morning and haven't yet made a trip to KevinBean.com, please go there immediately, and there are a couple different ways you can donate. It's all laid out for you. You can make a PayPal donation right away like I did, or you can mail in something to the radio station, care of Ralph, and we'll get that to her, but please read up on Annabelle because she desperately needs your help. It's a very, very bad deal, and we thank you in advance because Kevin and Bean listeners do come through.
They already are, by the way. It's been great.
Oh, great.
So far has been great, but we need more and more and more, so thank you.
Absolutely. Right now, though, we've got time for one more Showbiz Beat before we call it a day. What's going on?
Congratulations to Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh. Ooh.
Yep. She was the big winner last night on Dancing with the Stars. She won the big...
She was already a big winner before Dancing with the Stars.
Yes,
anyway.
But now she's got the Mirror Ball Trophy. And how many people can say that?
Few.
I don't know.
Nine other people.
Like 10?
Season 10, so nine other people can say that.
All right.
By the way, the reason I really want to congratulate her, because live television, you know, on the East Coast, Nicole won, dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Really? All right, good.
Yeah, dropped a big F-bomb.
I can't effing believe it. What did she say?
I don't have the exact quote here, but I know she was so thrilled that the F-bomb slipped out. A couple of times.
A couple.
God.
That happens.
The West Coast version, sadly, was bleeped out.
Oh,
so, yeah. But it was almost 11 o'clock by the time it happened, so I think it's okay for ABC, because I don't know when that safe harbor thing is, but I don't either. But not so bad. Could have been worse.
Sure.
Bradley Cooper did not get the coveted part of the superhero Green Lantern in the upcoming big-budget, big-screen version of that comic book hero. I went to Ryan Reynolds, but Bradley is blaming Christian Bale.
Why?
Because he said when he auditioned for the role... he could not help but get the Christian Bale Batman voice out of his head. And when he auditioned, he's pretty sure he did Green Lantern as Batman. I've got a power ring. I'm going to use it. I'm going to stop crying with my ring.
Well, that's not Christian Bale's fault.
Yes, it is. For that, having that stinking voice in our heads.
All right.
So, he got to be in the A-team. So, it all worked out.
That looks so good.
Britney Spears has plans for what happens when it's time for her to meet her maker. Which, at her rate, should be, I don't know, a week from Tuesday? She wants to be frozen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The UK Sun tabloid said she's obsessed with the Alcor Life Extension Foundation, which preserves human bodies at their time of death with liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
All you have to do is write them a check for $350,000.
Do they guarantee you come back?
Well, no. Obviously, the technology doesn't exist yet, but they're assuming... with the leaps and bounds that we have in technology these days. I mean, look how quickly they stopped that oil flow in the Gulf.
Wait, that's not been fixed.
That eventually they'll be able to fix whatever ails you, and then they'll thaw you out and cure you, and then boom, you wake up in the 35th century, and there you go. Good times.
How is that not illegal to sell those services that you are unable to provide?
I think they guarantee you when they thaw you out, they'll give you your money back.
I'm kidding. 35th
century. That is buyer beware, people.
Cost you nothing. Give me $350,000. When we thaw you out, I'll give it right back to you.
Sucker born every day.
There's a Nigerian prince who will write you a check.
And they'll name a star after you, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Britney, congratulations to the star. She is now the most followed person on Twitter. Over 5 million people following her on Twitter.
But Britney?
Ashton Kutcher just blew his brains up. He's so bummed. Can you imagine?
Do you get the idea that she's...
What she has to tweet that you could possibly care about?
That's why I was going to ask. You think it's an assistant, a manager, somebody else? PR?
It's a combination of people. She does do some of her own tweeting. She does actually answer questions from her fans. And maybe that's the incentive for people. But I think a lot of people follow her just to hope for a breakdown.
You know, some sort of anything you don't know?
Some sort of craziness or something. Beans a know-it-all. I thought somebody was asking.
Sorry.
Still.
Reflex. Ashton Kutcher, speaking of which, have you seen that Killers movie coming out?
Yes.
Seen the trailer for that?
Yes.
Oh, that looks good.
And by good, you mean...
Great! Yeah. Well, I got to find out if they're a sponsor or something first before I talk any more about it. But that looks good.
They're selling one ticket in this room. I know that, Lisa.
No, what? I said it looked horrible.
But Katherine Heigl's in it. You have to go because you're a woman.
I don't go to Katherine Heigl.
Because you signed that Grey's Anatomy pact with the devil.
That's
didn't
right.
You
that's right.
See everything she's always in.
That's true.
Ashton Kutcher so far has given his best performance in a camera commercial, in my opinion.
That camera commercial, not bad.
Not bad. That's his best performance ever. A Nikon commercial. That's
I bought that.
Speaking of movies, I've got passes to give away to the very special advanced screening of a little movie I like to call Get Him to the Greek.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like to call it that, Rob?
Because that's the name of the movie.
I see.
Starring the very funny Russell Brand, the equally funny Jonah Hill. The movie comes out on June the 5th. If you're one of the first five callers that gets through at 1-800-520-1067, you get to go before that. You get to go to our special advanced screening. How do you like me now?
Not bad.
Now, that's a movie I'm actually am looking forward to.
We have Jonah Hill in tomorrow.
Russell Brand driving a kiddie car, nude, in a top hat, saying, oh, I'm a motorist. That made me laugh hard when I saw that in the trailer.
I want a good movie.
Well, I think that's one of them.
I do, too.
Celebrity birthdays, Pam Grier, Bobcat Goldthwait, Lenny Kravitz, Helena Bonham Carter, Joseph Fiennes, and Matt Stone of South Park all celebrate. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have your tickets to Weenie Roast. We are going to talk to people who have this Scram, this secure, continuous remote alcohol monitor that Lindsay Lohan has to put on.
Scram.
Well, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Jonah Hill will be here to talk about Get Him to the Greek. We've got Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow as well. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
But don't go away. Kat Corbett's up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music coming up right after this.